grab a Budweiser and take a knee.
Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dina Show.
And so, my friends, it is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Her voice at the end, though. Of the United States! I'm trying not to be mean. But I will say that I think that she was going to do really, really good in the general, and then she spoke.
Yeah.
And then she spoke. Happy Friday to you, by the way. And you might be like, Dana, where are you? It doesn't sound like you're in Dallas, which if you, listened to the show at all yesterday, if you watched the program, we think that the corpse flower blossomed. It bloomed in our studio, and then we had the Febreze incident, and it was just awful, and we almost died. So we are actually broadcasting live in beautiful Austin, Texas today. KLBJ Studios. And for the first time ever, we have a studio audience.
Yeah.
Nobody gets a car. We're not that kind of show. I mean, we might be able to do Matchbox cars. Not actually,
Wouldn't it be cool to give away guns? Like, everyone gets a gun.
You get a gun.
I love that
as well. Producer Kane, welcome, because you're in Austin here as well.
Yeah, I love this city. I've been here a few times. I've never been to these studios, but what a great location to be able to do the show with a live audience in here today. This is great.
This is an act, because I do identify as a doctor, also of sciences.
That's right.
And sociology.
Yes.
And one of the things that I've discovered is that, I don't know if you knew this, maybe some of the Austinites. Is that the Austinite that
works? Sure.
The entire city is made of awesome music and barbecue. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, the buildings and everything. It does something magical. So, happy Friday to everyone. One of the reasons I'm so happy today is because the Democrat convention is done, and I don't have to watch it anymore. I'm so excited. So, last night, Hillary Clinton accepted the nomination for presidency for the Democrat ticket. And you have to say, can I not say this anymore now after this? We get it. She's the first woman to accept the nomination for a major party ticket. I mean, yes, that's something. But at the same time, I do feel that for me personally and where my politics are, I just wish it was someone that I felt personally merited the nomination. But here's the other thing. What's been aggravating me, and I just happened to check, and I've been tracking some of these stories. The way that it is being presented is that you somehow hate women. You want them to be barefoot and making sandwiches in the kitchen. And you are totally not for women's rights, and you want to send them back in back alleys and everything else if you do not support Hillary Clinton for president. Because unless she becomes president, then all women are going to die. And that's not accurate. I mean, in the slightest, that's not accurate. But the other thing is that that's inherently sexist. So I watched the DNC last night, and as I said earlier, and I reminded our audience, whenever you think that you're having a bad day, like maybe you get a speeding ticket, or maybe you stub your toe and it really hurt, or maybe you're just having a bad day at work, you just stop. You're like, remember when Dana had to watch every night of the Democrat convention after she worked a full day and she had to watch like the full convention? Man, our life is not that bad. And you just let that soothe you. You let that be a salve to your soul. So I watched it last night, and I don't know at what point I thought about killing myself. I say this jokingly. I don't know if it was all the pop girl power music, which is totally not my jam, or if it was the screaming, or what it was. I did enjoy the very end of it, and it was like watching a bunch of kids in a ball pit at McDonald's when the balloons all dropped. And it was like Tim Kaine has never seen a balloon before in his life. I felt like I was, you ever see those videos on Facebook that everybody shares, like your aunt shares and your mom shares? My mom is on the internet now, and so the things that she finds, we saw like 5 years ago, and she's sharing them for the first time, and she's like, I bet you've never seen this. And it's the Charlie Bit Me video that's like 9 years old. I'm like, yeah, we saw that 9 years ago, but we'll be excited for you. Yeah. But it was like he's never seen a balloon before, and he was running around on stage, drop kicking these balloons, and he was pointing at them, and he'd kick them, and it was, woohoo, Tim Kaine and balloons. He is, God love him, he's so awkward. He might be one of my favorite things about this general election, because he's so crazy. And he looks like the generic value Tim Conway. But he's just so, because he's so crazy. He's just, and they did, I was mad that they had the fire pillars. But let's rewind. Let's look back at just some of the things that took place at the DNC. I love, was it you or Marty Kaine who got this? Producer Kaine, which one of you got this? Was it Marty that got, I'm not going to play it.
We tag teamed on this audio sheet.
So I have an audio sheet, and it says audio soundbite 2. Bill Clinton falls asleep during Hillary's speech. 13 seconds. Kind of pointless. It's just audio. I love it. All right. So this is audio soundbite 1. Right. The big concern was that she was going to get heckled by Bernie Sanders supporters. And they were already mad because one of his big supporters, Nina Turner, was not able to say some words. She was like promised like a 2-minute slot on the stage. And everybody, including Susan Sarandon, got really, really mad about it. And so they were going to heckle Hillary Clinton as she walked on stage, which, you know, that's, you just don't do that. But they were prepared. Listen to this. Audio soundbite 1.
I went to 112 countries. When people hear those words, they hear America.
Now, it sounds like she's yelling over a cafeteria of school kids. And so the Bernie Sanders started chanting for Bernie and her people, who are hardcore chanters, by the way.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore.
Welcome in here to Tiger Field on a warm Friday afternoon. Getting ready for a 7:15 first pitch here. We got a 3-game series for you this weekend. San Francisco Seals against your hometown Reading Colt 45s. On the mound tonight for your hometown 45s, it's Dion Heron. We'll get to the entire lineup here in just 1 second. Want to remind you the pregame festivities brought to you by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Turtle Bay rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions. Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rockstars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay, isn't it wonderful? Our thanks to all of our good friends down there at Turtle Bay for their support of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. Once again, Dion Heron, your starter tonight. He's going to be throwing to his catcher, Ignacio Diaz, out of the University of California at Davis. Infield looks like this. At third base, it's Austin LeBoux out of Cottonwood, California. Mickey Meinhofer will be the shortstop. Second base is Reading native Noah Ferguson. Over at first, it's Simpson University Red Hawk Jared Bertotti. Left to right, it's going to be Chandler Anderson in left, Ryan Williams in center, and Hunter Heath in right. J.J. Hancock will be your DH tonight. And for the Seals, that's going to be Alex Felder, Mike Jankerson, and Paul Kunst will be the first three hitters of the ball game here. An absolutely beautiful day for baseball. We're all in the shade here at Tiger Field. Don't let the heat keep you away. Just 7 games left here on the season, including tonight. You can get the entire schedule on RedingCool45s.com. 7 p.m. start tonight, as well as a 7:15 tonight, pardon me, as well as tomorrow night, and a 6 p.m. start on Sunday. Then we've got one game against the Redding Tigers on Tuesday and a 3-game set against the Long Beach Legends to close out the season Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. So 7 games left in 8 days. Hope to see you here at the ballpark. If not, make sure you listen right here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com, streaming live all around the country and all around the world. Our thanks to everybody out there listening to Cole 45's baseball here on KCNR. We're just about ready for first pitch here. Good crowd here. The Redding natives here not affected by the heat. Yours truly grew up playing Little League and polyester uniforms into this, so 107 doesn't faze us here in Northern California. Aaron getting ready to pitch to Alex Felder, the second baseman. Leading off first pitch of the ballgame here at 7:16 is a called strike from Heron. Dion out of the University of Haristow State University down in the St. Louis area. Making his 6th start of the season, 7th appearance overall. 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball and a good one down at the knees. Swinging right through it is Felder, and a quick 0-2 here by Heron. In 24 and 2 innings, 2/3 innings, he's given up 15 runs. ERA of 5.47 coming in tonight. 1 win, 1 loss on the season. The 0-2 pitch. And he hit him. That one got too far inside. So Heron hits him on an 0-2 pitch, and Felder leads off the game with an HBP. So Heron will be in the stretch now against right-handed center fielder Mike Jankerson. Jankerson from Hawaii Hilo. One of a handful of players that are from there. And it looks like we're going to have the trainer now is taking a look at the leadoff hitter, Felder, who was hit by the pitch there. It looks like it might have got him on the elbow or the upper arm. So they're going to work on it a little bit. Diaz is going to go out and have a word with Heron. Now's as good a time as any to let you know tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsor of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio, among many worthy causes here in the North State. Bertotti now over at the mound with Diaz and Heron. Still working on that arm over there for the leadoff hitter, so an unusual start to the ballgame here. Quick 0-2 count, and then he got too far inside, hit him on the arm, and we're going to see if he's going to be able to stay in the game. It looks like he's going to try and keep going. He's shaking it off like it actually caught him a little closer to the wrist. Looked like it originally got him up on the upper arm, but Felder gritting his teeth. He's going to stay in there at first base. So the hitter's going to be Jankerson. On deck is the third baseman, Paul Kunst. Of course, the trade deadline coming up on Sunday, the 31st. A's figure to be sellers, Giants figure to be buyers. Biggest deal to go down this far, of course, the Aroldis Chapman deal. Going from the Yankees to the Cubs for a handful of prospects, including the Cubs' number one overall prospect. Andrew Cashner from the Padres, as expected, did get traded. He goes to the Marlins here. 7-player deal there. First pitch of the at-bat here is outside to Jenkinson, 1-0. Your San Francisco Giants picked up Eduardo Nunez from the Twins as well, so a little extra infield depth there. As the Giants have been injured early and often, Panic and Duffy both missing significant time this year. Heron from the stretch checks the runner. Here's the 1-0. Just a bit outside. Two balls, no strikes now. Top of the first here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball. Here's the 2-0 to Jenkerson. That ball is up high with a fastball around the letters. 3-0 now. Aaron gets the sign from Diaz. Now he's ready. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That one's in there for a strike. 3-1. Pitch, and that's a ground ball to the left side. Meinhopper at short, 6-4, and they are not able to get him at first. So 6-4 on the putout. That one deep in the hole at short. Meinhopper had to go to his right, a long throw for Ferguson at the Keystone, and Jenkerson beats it out. So scored a fielder's choice, 6-4. Jenkerson replaces Felder at first, one down. So here's Kunst. University of San Diego just finished up his freshman year down there. The third baseman tonight here for the visitors. First pitch of the bat fouled straight back, 0-1. Shadows creeping across the infield here on an absolutely beautiful day for baseball. Been my great pleasure bringing you Colt 45's ball here all summer long. This is game 39 out of 45. Just 7 games left, including tonight. Come out and join us. Just $5 a ticket. Best $5 to spend all summer long. And every seat in the shade, don't let the heat keep you away. Heron checks the runner. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one's popped out of play. A good changeup had him out in front. All he could do is send it back over the backstop. And a quick 0-2 here for Dion. O-2 pitch from Heron. Just a bit outside, possibly low. Very close pitch. Dion wanted it. It's 1-2. On deck is J.P. Soriano. He's the DH. Come set ready. Here's the 1-2. Runner goes. A high fly ball to right center field. Over to get it is Heath. Runner's going to retreat over to first. And an easy put out there on a can of corn to right. Scored a pop out to number 9. And there's 2 out now with a runner on first. And so here's Soriano. Get you the A's score here. Athletics dropped the 5-3 decision today to the Cleveland Indians. Kendall Graveman takes the loss there for Oakland today. San Francisco just underway with Washington in the bottom of the first. Max Scherzer versus Jeff Samardzija in that one. First pitch of the at-bat here from Heron. That's a ball somewhere, 1-0. Checks the runner at first. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's a line drive to left. That's going to be a single. Over to get it is Anderson playing in left tonight. So both normal center fielders here in the lineup and in the outfield is Anderson getting a start in left tonight. He had a 3-run triple in that 5-run eighth on Wednesday night to give the 45s a win over the Crabs. He was our player of the game and our Kia drive of the game that night. four RBI in total for the Utah Youth. And he and Williams have kind of alternated, usually when they're both in the lineup, one center field and one is DH. Anderson in left tonight and Hancock the DH, so four different outfielders will get some at-bats here tonight. Two down. Yeah, first pitch is on the outside corner. Good location there from Heron. Runners on first and second after a hit by a pitch and a single. It's Drew Mount, the right fielder. Lefty on lefty matchup. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Heron. That one's down in the dirt. Good job by Diaz to knock it down. Keep the runners right where they are. Heron slowing it down here a little bit with two men on base. Ready now with the 1-1. That ball is outside, 2-1 now. Runner's not being held on here. Outfield playing the lefty straight away here. 2-1 pitch. Outside as well. So three balls, one strike now. Now they're going to say that was a called strike. Pardon me. So two strike count now. Heron gets the sign from Diaz. Now he comes set. 2-2 pitch. That ball is fouled out of play down the left field line into South City Park here in the shadow of the Reading Library and just a short walk down to the new City Hall here. We're at Tiger Field. We're in just the top of the first. Come down and join us. Colt 45 is taking on the San Francisco Seals. First game of a three-game set here tonight. Two balls, two strikes, two outs now. On the right fielder, Mount. Checks the runner at second. Now he's ready. Runner goes from second. That's a swing and a miss. He got him. And that'll end the inning. So no runs here. Deion Heron throws a scoreless top of the first. We head to the home half. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Steep's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's Lady Bod and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bod. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Veramont, who's on drums, Bruce Caitlin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bod and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Getting ready for the bottom of the first here. Scoreless tie. 45's due up here. It's going to be Meinhofer, Bertotti, and Hancock in that order. Rest of your lineup looks like this. Cleaning up in center field is going to be Ryan Williams batting fifth. And playing left field is Chandler Anderson. Number six hitter is out in right field. That's Hunter Heath. Ignacio Diaz, the catcher, batting seventh. Austin LeBou will play third base and bat eighth. And Noel Ferguson will bat ninth and play second base. So here's Meinhofer. 2-for-5 on Wednesday night in the 7-5 win. They also stole a base and scored a run. He was in the leadoff spot that on Wednesday night. The 45s came from behind in the 8th inning with 5 runs to win that game 7-5. A great ball game over there in Arcata. Slightly cooler over in Arcata, only by about 50 degrees. On Tuesday and Wednesday, our last two road games of the year. First pitch is the ball here to Meinhofer. This one is right in there for a strike, 1-1. Starter tonight is Matt Esparza, right-hander. Just finished up his freshman year at CSU Monterey Bay. So Meinhofer swings it one little bit below the knees and fouls it back. So 1 ball, 2 strikes now. Meinhofer, 1 home run, 8 RBI, 7 runs scored in 18 games here. 1-2 pitch. Fouls that one out of play, straight back into the parking lot. We'll line up and do it again, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Sparza winds. He's ready with another 1-2 pitch. That's a little ground ball down the third baseline. It's going to kick off the glove of the third baseman there. And Meinhofer, with a good speed, takes a turn at first, but he's going to stay put. He just kind of reached out and cued that one right down the third baseline. And the third baseman tried to backhand it. He's going to beat it out. That's going to be an infield single. So Meinhofer on base to start the home half of the first. That'll bring up Jared Bertotti. Bertotti hitting .346, 1 home run, 11 RBI, 20 runs scored in 25 games. Currently fourth on the team in batting average. Let's throw over to first, check on Meinhofer. He is back. Right-hander Esparza is going to face Bertotti hitting left-handed here. Big hole on the right side with Meinhofer being held on at first. That's a fastball in there for a strike, 0-1. Ball out of play there, and it's 0-2 now on Bertotti. Bertotti 0-for-3 on Wednesday, but he did walk and get hit by a pitch. Also stole a bag in that 7-5 victory. 0-2 here. Esparza snaps throw to first. Meinhofer back, diving head first. On deck, J.J. Hancock. He will bat next. And runner going, and he's going to steal it as Bertotti is down on strikes. So Meinhofer with a stolen base. He moves up to second. One out now as Bertotti is the first out of the inning. So here's Hancock, 291, 1 home run, 18 RBI in 21 games. He's also scored 18 runs. He's your DH tonight. We've seen him play all 3 outfield positions over the course of this season. Swing at him. Foul tip into the glove there. Strike 1 on a curveball down below the knees. Good pitch there from Esparza. The ball is 1 strike. Runner on second. 1 down now. On deck is Ryan Williams, the center fielder. That's a line drive down the left field line. Foul. So 0-2 on Hancock now. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation's mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. And they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of your Reading Colt 45s right here on KCNR. As far as it comes set now, he's ready with the 0-2. The DJ Hancock. And he pops this one up on the infield. Now, right out near the outfield grass is the shortstop. He's going to make the play. So, score to pop out to number 6. And there's 2 out now. So, here's Williams, 273. 7 home runs, 28 RBI in 32 games. Leads the 45s in games played, at bats, runs scored, home runs, and RBI, as well as walks. So he's got an RBI chance here with a runner on second, two down. Change up down in the dirt. Had him out in front, looking fastball there on the first pitch. No balls, one strike. Oh, one from Esparza. That ball is outside. Four ball. 1-1 now. .45 trying to break through here in the bottom of the first and open the scoring. They've got a man at second in the person of leadoff hitter Mickey Meinhofer. He singled and stole the bag. Swinging and a miss on a fastball towards the outside there. Williams now down 1-2. Bars of fires. That one is fouled down the right field line off the end of the bat. Count remains 1-2 here. Get you some scores from around the league. Miami loses 11-6 to St. Louis earlier today. Tampa Bay over the Yankees 5-1. Cubs pound the Mariners 12-1. The rest of your games all in action. Another 1-2 to Williams. That's a slider that doesn't quite get down. Up around his eyes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs now. Two to Williams. That ball is a little nubber to the right side. First baseman going to field it, flip it to the pitcher, and they get him by half a step. And that'll end the inning, so... No runs here on one hit. We head to the top of the second of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. It's going to be the 6-7-8 hitters here for the visiting San Francisco Seals. Marcus Williams, Ryan Myers, and Corey Henderson in that order. Williams starting shortstop tonight. Heron fires low and away for a ball 1-0. That's a pop fly down the right side. It's going to be out of play, foul down the right field line. Over towards the visitor's bullpen there. 1-1 now. This one's going to be popped up on the infield. Bertotti over at first is going to take it. And there's one out. Score that a pop out to number 3 if you're scoring at home. That's going to bring up Ryan Myers, the first baseman. Myers out of Washington State. College teammate of our own J.J. Hancock. Up there in Pullman. Just about as far north as you can go and still be in the United States. Probably slightly cooler up there than it is in Reading today as well. First pitch is up and away, 1-0. Myers a good-sized player, at least 6'2", if not more. He takes one just outside, 2-0 now. Dion taking his time out there, trying to collect himself. Now he's ready. Winds and fires. 2-0 pitches, also high and away, and looks at his hand like he's got some possible discomfort out there. Whatever it is, there's something bothering him out there. It's 3-0, and this one is going to be in there for a strike because he grooves one there. It's 3-1. Gets the sign from Diaz. Here's the 3-1. That ball is lined down the third baseline, foul. So from 3-0 back to a full count now. This one's fouled out of the plate on the right side now. So good battle going here. On deck is Henderson, the catcher. He's out of Mendocino College. Heron ready now with another 3-2. Here's the payoff pitch. And that one is fouled back to the screen. Got that one in on his hands a little bit. All he could do is fight it off. Heron will throw it to all four corners of the plate. Fastball changeup, we've seen him mix in a slider as well. He'll throw a four-seamer and a two-seamer. Another 3-2. And that's a ground ball to third base. LeBou up with it, and he's going to throw him out. Nice play there by the Cottonwood native Austin LeBou. So Heron wins the battle, and there's two outs now. And nobody on for Corey Henderson. That 3-2 pitch looked like a slider, and he got out in front, but all he could do is chop it to the left side. So Heron changes him up and throws a breaking ball on a fastball count. Hitting his timing, pitching is upsetting the timing. He can throw it 100 miles an hour. Guys will eventually time it. That's a breaking ball down low, 1-0. Wasting no time, he winds and fires. That's a chopper to third as well. LeBou up with it on the short hop, and no, it goes right through him. That's going to be an E5. So with two outs, he reaches on an error. And the bottom of the lineup, number 9 hitter, it's going to be A.J. Johnson, the left fielder. Johnson just finished his freshman year at the University of Nebraska. So a Cornhusker out here in California playing summer ball. Heron in the stretch. Checks the runner. Now he fires. First pitch is lined right to second base, and Noah Ferguson is right there. Doesn't even have to move. That's the end of the inning. Another scoreless frame here for Heron. We head to the bottom of the second of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Serenos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here at Tiger Field. 45's getting ready to take their at-bats. It's going to be the 5-6-7 hitters. Chandler Anderson, Hunter Heath, and Ignacio Diaz in that order. Leading off here, it's Wednesday night's player of the game, Chandler Anderson. Four RBI, including a bases-loaded triple in the eighth. To tie the ballgame, 45's would go on to win 7-5. The Utah Ute out of Park City, Utah, in left field tonight. And good speed here leading off the top, or rather the bottom of the second, for the 45s. He swings the first pitch and fouls it out of play down the right side, 0-1. Still in visitor mode there from our last two games with the Crabs. Over in Humboldt, our thanks to everybody over there in Arcata for being great hosts. 0-1 pitch here to Anderson. That is just a bit low, 1-1 now. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. This one has popped into right field. That's going to be playable, and Anderson is first out of the inning. Scored a fly out to number 9. Now to bring up Hunter Heath. Heath was hit by a pitch in that 5-run eighth inning. The third man to bat, he was at first base when Anderson had that 3-run triple. Heath, 2 home runs and 13 RBIs, also scored 21 times in 22 games out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Watches a changeup on the outside corner there, 0-1 now. Esparza winds and fires. That's a slider that doesn't get back down, up around the shoulders. 1-1 now. On deck is the catcher Diaz out of UC Davis. 1-1 from Esparza. That ball is lined up the middle. Diving play at second base. Nice play there by the second baseman Felder. Took away a hit from Hunter Heath. That's a line out to number 4 and a quick 2 down now. So here's Diaz leading the team in hitting, batting 412, 5 RBI in 9 games, 14 for 34, just 4 strikeouts in 34 at-bats, so he is a tough out, to say the least. Watches the fastball there at the belt, 0-1. Great crowd here at Tiger Field. We're in just the bottom of the second. Come down and join us. First game of a three-game series here. That's a fastball on the outside corner. Good location from Esparza. 0-2 now on Ignacio. Just finishing up on that Wednesday game, Blake Williams got the win in relief. Seth Kinnean, his 7th save of the year. That's a ground ball up the middle, not hit very hard, and up with it is a shortstop strong throw to first, has Diaz. 6-3 on the putout, and 45s go down 1-2-3. We end at the top of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFoor with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR 1460.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Getting ready for the top of the third here at Tiger Field. Lefty Deion Heron has thrown two scoreless innings, starting his third inning of work here. It's going to be the top of the lineup, Felder, Jenkerson, and Kunst. Felder led off the game, was hit by a pitch on an 0-2 pitch from Heron. Forced out on a fielder's choice. So no official plate appearance for him thus far. First pitch is a fastball at the knees here from Deion, 0-1. Just one hit allowed thus far by Heron with one strikeout through two innings. And that one just misses outside with a changeup. One ball, one strike now. Two and one after another ball, and this one is going to be high and outside. So the count goes to 3-1 now. LeBou now creeping in a little bit at third on the speedy Felder. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Heron. Swinging and a miss. He got him to swing right through it. Full count now. Payoff pitch from Heron. He got him to pop that one into shallow left. That's going to be a tough play out there for Meinhofer, now being called off by Anderson, who covered a lot of ground to get there. Nice play by Anderson. Scored a fly out to number 7. And that's first out of the inning. Felder is retired. That'll bring up Mike Jenkerson. Grounded into a fielder's choice his first time. Beat out a double play ball that wasn't hit very hard. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Our thanks to all of our friends there at McConnell Foundation for sponsoring Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR, among many other worthy causes here in Northern California. First pitch misses outside from Heron here, 1-0. Jenkerson, the center fielder, lines one to third, and that's right to LeBou. So two pitches and a lines a 1-0 fastball right to the third baseman who was playing in. Couldn't have played him any perfectly, more perfectly than that. As if he's playing normal depth, that's probably a nasty short hop. So two outs and nobody on, and Kunst, who popped out to shallow right his first time up, real bad. That one up a little bit high from Heron, 1-0. That ball is lined into right. That's going to be a single. So a two-out single here by the number 3 hitter, Kunst. And that'll be J.P. Soriano. He singled to left his first time in the first. Soriano listed as an infielder. He's a DH here tonight. out of Arkansas Pine Bluff. So a long way from home playing for the San Francisco Seals here. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field in the top of the third. Game one of a three-game series. We'll do it again tomorrow night and Sunday against the same San Francisco Seals. That's a changeup in the dirt. Soriano does not offer. Lefty on righty matchup here. As Heron's just allowed two hits through two and two-thirds, and no one's gotten past second base. Now a slide step, and no, they've called a balk. They're saying he did not come to a complete stop before starting his motion there, so perhaps attempting to do a Johnny Cueto-like quick pitch there, or perhaps just eager to get to his slide step. He's been called for a balk, so the runner at first, Kunst, will get a free 90 feet. He's now out at second base. So the pitch does not count. Count remains 1-0. The pitch to Soriano. That one's down in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Following up on that Nunez trade, Giants gave up minor league left-hander Adalberto Mejia, who's considered the 91st best prospect in the minor leagues. Nunez made his first All-Star team this year for the Twins, hitting .296, 12 home runs, 26 stolen bases on the season. Shortstop for the Twins figures to primarily play third and second for the Giants, as Brandon Crawford's not going anywhere. But a solid right-handed bat for the rest of the season for the Giants. Here's a 2-0 pitch now, and that's a beautiful changeup. Can't throw it any better than that. It's Soriano way out in front of it. He just waves at it. 2-1. Fastball arm action, and that ball just never gets there. 2-1 count. Slide step there, and he's just a bit outside. So 3-1. It's a hitter's count now for Soriano. Checks the runner at second. Here's the 3-1. Another changeup, and he's way out in front of that one. Just barely taps it foul. So he gave him the slow one on a fastball count. And it's full now with two out and runner on second. Doesn't have to necessarily give in to him here with first base open. Especially considering he's got a lefty on deck in right fielder Drew Mount, who he struck out swinging the first time up. Here's a full count pitch, and he fouled it off out of play towards the right side. Towards the parking lot, and the attendant makes a nice snag out there, saving somebody's windshield, or at least a dent in the car. Got all the bases covered here at Tiger Field. Another 3-2 pitch from Heron. Curveball, and that's a ball four, stealing on the pitch, and heading to third is Kunst. No throw, as he picked a great pitch to run on, a slow breaking ball, and Diaz just took a bite out of the ball. No throw. So runners on first and third now, with two down for Drew Mount. Struck out swinging then, the first inning, 0-1. Big hole on the right side with Bertotti holding on Soriano. That one is outside for a ball, 1-0. Heron gets the sign from Diaz, checks the runner at first. Now he comes set. 1-0 pitch. That ball is swung at and fouled back towards the tennis courts here at South City Park. One now on the Seals right fielder. And that's a nice job there by Diaz on a changeup down in the dirt. Sells out and keeps that one in front of him. Two balls, one strike now. Giants have gone up 1-0 in the top of the third. Samardzija has been staked to a lead here. It's Connor Gillespie driven home by Gregor Blanco to make it 1-0. Soriano is going to steal second uncontested here. Count is now 2-2 as that was a swinging strike there by Mount. So Heron focused on the hitter here with two down. Now there's runners on second and third. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Big pitch coming up here early in the game for the 45s. He winds and fires, and that's a foul ball. Jammed him in on the hands with the fastball, and all he could do is fight it off down the third baseline. New baseballs here from the bat boy. Pretty small slate of baseball games here tonight, especially for a Friday. Just six games in all. Three have already completed. Dodgers and Diamondbacks in the third. 2-0 Dodgers in L.A. This one's fouled back as well. Another fastball in on the hands. Jammed him. L.A. Angels versus Boston in Anaheim. Bottom of the third there. 2-2 tie. Good battle here between Mount and Heron. Counter is still 2-2. Another pitch is outside and will go full. Heron comes set. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And a slider that's way outside, and he walked him. So bases loaded now. And that's going to bring up Marcus Williams. He popped out to first his first time. It's just some other Giants news. Joe Panik back in the lineup tonight, coming off the DL. Hunter Pence also expected to be activated on Saturday, so Giants getting a couple key pieces back right before the trade deadline. Could still add another arm out of the bullpen. Andrew Miller of the Yankees has been bandied about. Of course, the big prize was Aroldis Chapman. Andrew Kashner of the Padres traded to the Marlins earlier today in a 7-player deal. So Heron, after having a short conversation with Fasking at the mound, is going to pitch with the bases loaded and two down here to Marcus Williams, the shortstop. He popped out to first. Just finished his senior year at CSU East Bay. And in a big spot here, early in the ballgame, top of the third, have a scoreless tie. This pitch of the bat is down low, 1-0. Heron comes set, now he's ready. 1-0 pitch. This ball has popped up straight back out of play. 1-1 now. Infield playing the right-handed, hitting Williams to pull, as is the outfield. Quite significantly in the outfield, actually. This ball is a little fist shot right to short right field. Noah Ferguson's going to make the easy play. So Heron leaves them loaded. We're still scoreless. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Windows are the number one source of heat gain in your home. Installing solar screens, window treatments, or new low-E windows significantly reduces heat gain and reduces your summer air conditioning cost, putting money back in your pocket. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
0-0 here at Tiger Field. We head to the bottom of the third in the home half. It's going to be the 8-9-1 hitters for your hometown 45s. Noah Ferguson will bat second behind Austin LeBou, who's going to lead off here. LeBou, the third baseman. Out of East Central University, that's a fly ball to center field. Playable, and it's going to be taken in. So one pitch, one out. Got some good wood on it, but hit it right at the center fielder. One pitch, one out. So here's Ferguson. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. Our thanks to the McConnell Foundation for supporting Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. Their challenge to you, get out there and make a difference in your community as well. So proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. First pitch is a called strike to Ferguson at the knees. 0-1. And a little bit low. One ball, one strike, one out now. Top of the deck in, top of the lineup is on deck in the person of Mickey Meinhofer. 1-1 from Esparza is a slider that he fouls off back to the screen. Might have even been a curveball there. Nonetheless, it's 1-2. Esparza winds and fires. Swinging and a miss, and he's swung one in the dirt, and it's going to be a throw on to first. So a strikeout and 2-3 on the putout. Two down, here's Meinhofer, singled and stole the base in the first before being stranded at second base. Lone hit of the ballgame thus far for the 45s are really going here. Meinhofer out of Regis University, native of El Dorado Hills, California. First pitch is a fastball at the belt here, 0-1. Dusk fast approaching here. We've under the lights here at Tagger Field. Meinhofer waits well on a slider there that had some hang time, and he fouled it back to the screen. He'd like to see that one again. 0-2 now. On the 45, shortstop and leadoff hitter. Down and in here from Esparza. It's one ball, two strikes now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs now. Meinhofer, as usual, giving him a battle. Fouls this one back to the screen, and it'll go at least one more pitch. Count remains 2-2. That's a fastball up above the letters, and it's a full count now. Three balls, two strikes now with two out, nobody on. It's been a pitcher's duel thus far. 45s with just one hit. That ball is lined into right center field, and that's going to be the second hit of the ball game. No, it's going to be caught on a nice running play there by the center fielder, Mike Jenkerson. So that'll end the inning. Down go the 45s. 1-2-3. We head to the top of the fourth of a scoreless tie. Listening to Colt 45s baseball on KCNR.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Veramont, who's on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your favorite radio talk station. On Monday, we have Enjoy the Magazine with Rhonda Ball and James Masada. Let's find out what's going on in the month of August here with Enjoy the Magazine, plus much more, what's happening on the weekend and what's happening this week. All Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
New pitcher here for the 45s on the top of the fourth, so hopefully Deion Herron is all right. We saw a possible discomfort in the left hand or left arm last inning. He leaves having thrown three scoreless innings, just two hits, two walks, one hit batsman. Both hit singles, so Deion will get the no decision here in his sixth start of the season. Get you more information as it becomes available. The pitcher's going to be Jake Angelo. Number 36 out of Harris Stowe State. Making his 12th appearance of the year in 18 innings, he's given up 8 runs for an even 4.00 ERA. 16 strikeouts against just 10 walks. Got 2 wins and no losses on the season. Also has 1 save. 3rd on the team in appearances with 12 here thus far. Trails only Andrew Arnold and closer Seth Kinnean. First pitch here is down low. 1-0. Leading off here for the visiting San Francisco Seals. Going to be 7-8-9 hitters. Ryan Myers leads off here. He grounded out to third his first time. LeBou even with the bag in at third. That's a slider that's just a bit high. 2-0 now. First baseman Myers, then catcher Corey Henderson, left fielder A.J. Johnson, due up here in the fourth. Angelo getting ready here. He fires the 0-2. That's a very high fly ball to shallow left. Anderson is under it, and that'll be the first out of the inning for Angelo. So fly out to number 7. And there's one down. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation's mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. Our thanks go out to all of our friends out there at the McConnell Foundation. One of the best places in Reading to walk or jog, the McConnell Foundation, out in the east side of town. Beautiful property out there. One out, nobody on here, and it's going to be the number 8 hitter, Henderson. Reached on an error his first time, and a good slider there from Angelo. He swings right through it and drops down below his knees, 0-1. Henderson, the beer batter tonight, which means that if he strikes out this inning for the remainder of the top half and the bottom half of the fourth inning, dollar off all beers for 45s fans. It's a curveball down in the dirt from Angelo. Does not chase this time. One ball, one strike. We've had two games, if memory serves correctly, where the beer batter has struck out twice. I don't know if we've had anybody strike out three times. But what a festive night that would be. Here's a 1-1. Another slider outside. Does not chase. Two balls. One strike now. Angelo comes set. Here's the 2-1 pitch now. That's a little chopper down the third baseline, foul toward the home dugout. Two balls, two strikes. And the fans sensing that dollar off beer here as it's now 2-2. Angelo with 16 strikeouts in 18 innings, no stranger to the K. Gets the sign from Diaz. Here's the 2-2. And he froze him, but that one did not quite make it back over the plate, I guess. He fooled him, and Angelo's got a smile on his face. He knew he threw a good one there. Shaking his head. Front door slider. And Henderson started to swing and then thought better of it. Full count now. Payoff pitch. And he does not chase the slider low and away, so a full count walk to Henderson with one out. There's no runner on first now. For A.J. Johnson, he lined out to second base his first time to end the second inning. Ferguson shading toward the bag at second. Big hole on the right side. Against a right-handed hitter. And number 9 hitter out of the University of Nebraska. And he hits a little soft liner into center. And coming in is Ryan Williams. He makes a great play. And comes up firing towards first. Diving back in a couple steps ahead of the throw. As Bertotti takes it on the short hop at first. But Williams attacked that sinking line drive aggressively. And came in and made a play on the dead run. Nice job by the Cal Baptist center fielder. Scored a line out to number 8. Henderson remains at first, and that'll bring up Felder. Hit by a pitch and flied out, 0-for-1 officially in two plate appearances. Left-handed hitting second baseman. Switch hitter taking his first at bat left-handed after facing Deion Heron the first two times. One ball, no strikes pitch. That one is up high, 2-0 now. We're locked up in a pitcher's duel here in the top of the fourth. Still scoreless. 45's on their second pitcher as Jake Angelo has relieved Deion Heron. We'll get you information on Deion as soon as that becomes available. He threw three scoreless, gave up just two hits. So hopefully no injury there. Hopefully it was just a pitch count slash getting some work in type situation. Did throw a fair number of pitches in three innings, so might have been on a 60 or 70 pitch count possibly. 3-0 now. And that one's in there for a strike. So three balls, one strike now on Felder. He thought it was a bit low, but that's what we in the business call a plausible strike. On 3-0, pretty much anything close-ish usually gets the benefit of the doubt. Hitters count 3-1, and that one's going to be lined out into center field. Coming on is Williams making another catch on a dead run, this time in right center. So two nice defensive plays there by Ryan Williams, and that'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Get some bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Reading Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
A lot of fun here between innings as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Just had the dizzy bat race, and one of the young gentlemen who had spun around the bat a number of times and then had to run to a specific point of the field took a bit of a tumble into fair territory near the third base bag there. A lot of fun being had here between innings. Bring the kids, bring the whole family, just $5 a ticket, and just six games left after tonight. This is game number 39. Out of 45 on the season, our last home stand of the year, three-game set against San Francisco being started here tonight, 0-0 ties. We head to the bottom of the fourth. We'll do it again here tomorrow night at 7:15 and Sunday at 6 before playing a Tuesday through Friday, our final four games of the season next week. First pitch here to Bertotti is down in the dirt, 1-0. It's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters for your hometown 45s here in the bottom of the fourth. It's going to be Bertotti, Hancock, and Williams. Williams, who had a couple nice plays in the outfield last inning, covering a lot of ground out there in center. So we've been notified here that there's a defensive substitution here. Hernandez is going to come in and play third base for the San Francisco Seals. Second pitch misses here. It's 2-0. And a four-pitch walk here. So Bertotti is on to lead off. So that'll bring up the number three hitter, J.J. Hancock here. Hancock popped out his first time, 0-for-1. Esparza in the stretch. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat, and he's going to bunt it down the third base side. Esparza snags it, and they're going to get the lead runner at second. So gets the bunt down, but bunted it a little too hard, and Esparza came right off the mound, fielded his position well there, and cuts down Bertotti at second. So Hancock, a fielder's choice. 1-4. And here's Williams. Grounded out to first his first time in the first inning. That's a fastball down at the knees for a strike, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here on the radio. And they have picked off J.J. Hancock. Esparza with a quick move over to first, and he was actually, his first move was towards second, so probably had the steal sign on there, and the Seals sniff it out. Hancock is picked off. And Williams will bat now with two outs and nobody on. And he chops this one foul down third baseline. It's going to be 0-2. Anderson on deck. He would bat next should the inning continue past Williams here. 0-2 pitch. That's a changeup down the dirt. Williams holds up. 1-2 now. One-two pitch, and it's a fastball up at the letters. He holds up on that one as well. So two good takes here by Williams on a two-strike count. He's back to 2-2 now. Full count pitch now, and that's going to be down in the dirt. Good at bat there by Williams as he runs a two-out walk after being down 0-2. So here's Anderson with a runner on first and two down now. Still 0-0 here in the bottom of the fourth, locked up in a pitcher's duel. First pitch is fouled back. Anderson got a good pitch to hit there, and he was right on it, but sends it back to the screen. No balls, one strikes here on the Utah Ute. Hunter Heath on deck. He would bat next. And Williams fakes a steal at first, stops after about two steps. Fastball in on the hands and taken for a ball here. One ball, one strike on Anderson now. Down the dirt, two balls, one strike. Anderson with his trademark patience here. Only drawn five walks, but he's also only struck out four times in 64 at-bats coming into tonight. You can almost be assured he's going to put it in play. It's 2-1 now. And a throw over to first. They just about picked him off as well. A very close play over there at first. Good move by Esparza, especially for a right-handed pitcher. Usually you associate pitchers who have great pickoff move as lefties who can... Here's the 2-1, and the runner goes. That's going to be lined out into left, and it's going to get down in front of the left fielder. Stopping at second is Williams, as that one got right on the left fielder on one hop. But that's a single for Anderson. He's 1-for-2 on the night now. Moving up to second is Williams, and the 45s have a runner in scoring position now for Hunter Heath. He lined out to second base his first time on a nice play out there at second base by Felder, who has since exited the game. We've had a defensive replacement out there at second. We'll get you that information as it becomes available as well. Getting word now on Deion Heron that it was a pitch count, 62 pitches in three innings. So as we wind down the end of the season here, not wanting to burn out these players who just finished a college season before they come and play 45 games here in Reading. So 62 pitches for Deion, the reason for the exit there after three innings of scoreless ball. Down in the dirt, running towards third is Williams, and he's safe at third. Very close play there, aggressive running by Ryan Williams, stealing third base with two outs. Not going at first was Anderson, so likely Williams stealing on his own there. Runners on the corners now with two outs. There's a walk, a fielder's choice, a pickoff, and then a walk, a single, and a stolen base. And runners on first and third with two down. 1-0 pitch now to Heath. That ball was grounded hard down the first baseline, foul. One ball, one strike now. Snap throw over to first. Anderson is back. One pitch, and he takes the fastball high. 2-2. Rather, 2-1, pardon me. Two one to Heath from Esparza, and that one is way outside. Easy take there. And a hitter's count now, 3-1. Williams at third, Anderson at first. So good speed on the base paths for the 45s. Heath trying to open up the scoring here. We are still scoreless here in the bottom of the fourth. Esparza kicks and fires. Runner goes from first. That's Anderson, and a moot point as that ball is outside and Heath draws the walk. So no stolen base for Chandler, but a walk for Heath, and the 4-5-6 hitters have gone walk, single, walk. They'll load the bases for leading hitter Ignacio Diaz. Diaz 15 for 35 on the season. 14 for 35 on the season. For an even 400. Leading the team in that category, he could put up a crooked number here with a hit. That ball is flied very high to left, but playable. Barely moving to his left and making the play is the left fielder. So the bases are left loaded. 45 strand, three runners. We'd head to the top of the fifth. It's still scoreless. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in the celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Contact Trish Stopers at 530-226-1734 or May Saley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fifth here, Jeff Angelo getting ready to start his second inning work here for the hometown 45s. 0-0, we're in a locked up in a tag one. Game one of a three-game series here against the San Francisco Seals. We'll do it again here tomorrow night at 7:15 and Sunday at 6. No game Monday, and then our final four games of the year, Tuesday night against the Redding Tigers, and a three-game set Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all games at 7:15. Other than that, Sunday game three here this weekend as we round out our final seven games of the year, including tonight. It's been my great pleasure bringing you Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460 and streaming all around the world at KCNR1460.com. Just want to say thank you to everybody out there, friends and family of players, fans, Northern California transplants who listen online. It's been really great getting all the great feedback from you guys, and appreciate all the kind words and encouragement in my rookie year here calling Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460. I'm just emulating the guys that I think are really, really good at this, so if there's something that I do that works. It's probably because I've seen somebody else do it at a really, really high level elsewhere. Call first strike here. It's going to be Jenkerson, Kunst, and Soriano, 2-3-4 hitters now. For the Seals, Angelo with the 0-1 pitch. And a curveball, can't throw much better than that. A big slow curveball drops right in at the knees. And a quick 0-2. Angelo, who's everything he throws has movement. I'm sure he can throw a straight one, but when you can throw in the moves like he does, almost a Sergio Romo-like reliance on that slider, and why not? It's a good one. 0-2. And a slider down in the dirt does not offer there. Pitcher's pitch makes it 1-2. Angelo pitching exclusively from the stretch. Ready with the 1-2, and that's a ground ball down the right side, just foul, about a foot and a half past the first baseline. Cued it off the end of the bat there. We're tatty all over it, but it's foul, and we'll keep it 1-2. Infield, playing Jenkerson to pull here. Another 1-2 here from Angelo. And a slider up around the letters, and he fouls that one back out of play. Dusk fast approaching here. We are under the lights at Tiger Field. Still scoreless in the top of the fifth. We've got a good one going here. Jeff Angelo now, the pitcher of record. That one down in the dirt, it's going to be 2-2 now. Deion Heron started the game, went 3 innings through 62 pitches, and was relieved in the fourth by Angelo, so we're under the impression that it was just a pitch count decision here. As we're down to the last 7 games of the season, don't want to burn any of these guys out. It's been a long baseball season during the spring for their college teams, as well as 45 games here with us in Reading. And another slider, this one down and away. And from 0-2, now we're back to 3-2 on the leadoff man here. Jenkerson's showing good patience here. Took the first 2 strikes, and he's worked it all the way back to 3-2, fought off some tough pitches. Here's the payoff pitch from Angelo. That's a line drive to center field, and going to get it is Williams. He's going to get it on a hop. Taking a big turn there is Jenkerson, and he's going to head towards second, and he's going to make it. As Ferguson was pulled off the bag by the throw, Williams in center field was playing him towards right center. And that ball was kind of a flare out to left center. Had a good amount of ground to cover before he got to the ball. And Jenkerson very aggressive with the turn, headed towards second. And a throw just pulled Ferguson off toward the right field side of the bag. So that's going to be a double for Jenkerson to lead off the inning. Here's Kuntz, the number 3 hitter. He's popped out and singled. Also stole a base following that single in the third. Now he shows bunt against Angelo. He pulls it back and flies to center field. Williams is going to make the play, tagging at second and headed towards third, and he's going to make it. So a sack fly to center by Kuntz sends Jenkerson to third, and there's one out now. So here's Soriano. He singled in the first, walked in the third, 1-for-1. Infield at normal depth here with one out and a runner at third. First pitch from Jake. Low and away. 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Our thanks to all of our friends out there at the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. 1-0 pitch. Big, slow curveball. Way out in front of Soriano. One ball, one strike now. And Angelo can do that. He'll get you used to that slider bat speed and then throw you that curveball. That's just never quite gets there. Slider, or perhaps a cutter there by Jake, and it's going to miss outside. 2-1. Ready's now with a 2-1 pitch. That's a little bit low. 3-1 now. And no reason to give in to the cleanup hitter here. With first and second base open, only one out and a 3-1 count, so we'll see how much of the strike zone he wants to try and bite off here, if any. Jake comes setting at the belt, now he fires. That's a curveball, and that one dives down below the knees. He swings and misses. It's 3-2, so take conventional wisdom and throw it out the window. No need to challenge him there. Made him swing at a pitcher's pitch. Full count pitch forthcoming here to Soriano. Swing and a miss. He got him on another good one. Two quality pitches there on 3-1 and 3-2 by Jake Angelo. He gets his first strikeout. Two down now, and runners on third base. Drew Mount struck out in the first, walked in the third, 0-1. Left-handed hitting right fielder. Steps in against the righty Angelo. That one bounces off the plate. Great job there by Diaz behind the plate. 45s, 26-12 on the season. Trying to stretch their winning streak to 2 after winning 7-5 on Wednesday night against the Humboldt Crabs in Arcata. Jacket weather over in Arcata. Not so much here today in Redding. 1-0. Nice pitch there in the outside corner by Jake. One ball, one strike now. Angelo gets a sign from Diaz, comes set. Here's the 1-1. That ball is hit out into right center field. Giving chase is Anderson. That one is going to get down and to the wall. Run's going to score. Rounding second, now headed to third. Meinhofer takes the relay, and it's not going to be in time. So that's an RBI triple into the right center field gap by Drew Mount. That'll open the scoring. It's 1-0 San Francisco. So Jankerson scores the first run of the ball game. And here's Marcus Williams. He's popped out twice. And a little excuse me swing there as he check swinged it and just tapped it, and it rolls down the first base line to Bertotti, who will take it himself. A one pitch out there ends the inning. But one run across, it's now 1-0 Seals. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu for Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
8-9-1 hitters due up for your hometown 45s. It's going to be LeBou, Ferguson, and Meinhofer. LeBou flew out to center his first time. Low and away for a ball, 1-0. Esparza starting his fifth inning of work here. Left the bases loaded in the fourth. 45's best chance to score thus far. That one is down low as well. 2-0 on LeBou here. Cottonwood plays his college ball at East Central University. That ball is flied out to center field. Hit pretty well. Now settling underneath it and making the play. So there's one out now. That'll bring up Ferguson out of Butte College, former Shasta Wolf. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to make a difference in your community as well. Our thanks to all of our friends out there making Colt 45's baseball possible here on the radio for you at the McConnell Foundation. First pitch is down low. Ferguson takes it for a ball. Esparza gets the sign, he winds and fires. Here's the 1-0. That ball is popped up here, and it's going to be into the stands along the third baseline here next to us. 1-1 now. A quick apology to the friends and family of one Jake Angelo. I mistakenly called him Jeff a few times. So Jake Angelo, your pitcher of record, two innings of one run ball thus far here tonight. Had a flashback to a guy I used to know named Jeff Angelo years ago. 1-1 count. So apologies to all the friends of Jake Angelo. He's only made 12 appearances on the year. Got to give me some time. 2-1 count as that one's in the dirt. To Ferguson, here's the pitch. He's going to ground that one foul down the third baseline. Two balls, two strikes now. Here's the 2-2 from Esparza. And he fouls it back out of play. Fastball up around the letters. Into the parking lot there. A 2-2, and he hits it hard to third base. Up with it over there. And a strong throw over to first. That'll be the second out of the inning. 5-3 on the putout. So two outs, nobody on. It's going to be the top of the lineup in Meinhofer. One for two with a single. Giants trailing 2-1 in the fifth inning in San Francisco against the Nationals. It's Samardzija versus the Washington Nationals tonight. Max Scherzer, the starter, I believe, for the Nationals tonight. The ball's fouled down the right field line out of play. 0-1. Oh, On deck is Bertotti. He would hit next. Meinhaber asked for time now. Sparza's been in a pretty good groove. Only one long inning for him. He loaded the bases in the fourth before dancing out of trouble. 0-1 is down in the dirt. One ball, one strike on Mickey. Here's a 1-1 from Esparza. Low and away, 2-1 now. Fouls that one back to the screen. It's now 2-2 on Meinhaber. Ball pitch, ball game to this point. It's just 1-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and nobody on for Meinhaber. As he reaches out and just pokes that one foul. Good pitcher's pitch there on 2-2, and he did well to fight it off. Another 2-2 here to Meinhaber. That ball is hit out to left center field. It's going to be playable, though, and that will be the third inning of the inning. So the 45s go down in order. We head to the top of the sixth, 1-0 San Francisco. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Andrew Arnold going to be the new pitcher here for your hometown 45s. They trail 1-0 here. He relieves Jake Angelo. I'll make sure I get that right here. Arnold making his 15th appearance on the season. That leads the team in 21 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed just 5 earned runs for a crisp 2.07 ERA, 23 strikeouts in 21 and two-thirds, against just 13 walks. He's been a steady left-hander out of the bullpen all season long for manager Greg Catteray. It's going to be the 7-8-9 hitters once again, Myers, Henderson, and Johnson. First pitch of the at bat there is in there for a strike. 0-1. Arnold and Kinnean have both been absolutely solid out of the bullpen all season long. Got the ERA and the strikeout numbers to prove it. Arnold second on the team in saves with two. Billy Fogel and Jake Angelo each have a one apiece. Quick 0-2 here as that one's fouled back to the screen. That's a very high chopper charging in at third. Now is LeBou nicely done over to first, and he makes it look easy. Charging, switching hands, throwing to first, right on the money, all in one motion. That's Austin LeBou out of Cottonwood, California. 5-3 on the putout. And it's that time again. The beer batter has reached on an error and drawn a walk, yet to oblige the fans with dollar off beer here tonight. First pitch misses here, 1-0. Called strike there, 1-1 now. And another one there, 1-2, is Arnold now smelling a strikeout here. On deck is A.J. Johnson, also 0-2 tonight. Arnold gets the sign from Diaz as he kicks and fires. Swing and a miss, he got him. And the beer batter goes down swinging. That puts the fans in a good mood, and now there's two outs and nobody on. Here's Johnson. First pitch from Arnold here is a fastball on the outside corner, fouled out of play, 0-1. And that one misses there, 1-1. So Arnold out of Santa Clara, 6-4 lefty out of. One count here. And they're going to appeal down to first base. No, he did not. So he did check his swing there. Did not go. Two balls, one strike now. We're in the top of the sixth, two outs, nobody on here. Arnold trying to throw a scoreless frame and get his guys back in the dugout. Trailing 1-0. That's a ground ball to the right side. Second baseman Ferguson is up with it, 4-3 on the putout, and that ends the inning. 1-2-3, go the Seals. We head to the bottom half of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 14-6.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
45's getting ready for their at-bats here in the bottom of the sixth. It's going to be the 2-3-4 hitters, Bertotti, Hancock, and Williams. Bertotti 0 for 1 with a walk. Swing and a miss there on the first pitch, 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation's mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. Called strike two there. McConnell Foundation encourages you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s on KCNR 1460. That one's down in the dirt. And Noah had hit him in the foot, so... On 0-2, Bertotti takes a hit by a pitch from Esparza, starting his sixth inning of work here. So Bertotti now 0-1 with a walk and a hit by a pitch, been on base 2 out of 3 times. That'll bring up Hancock. First pitch down in the dirt there. 1-0, and we're going to have a meeting at the mound now. Catcher Henderson and Esparza. Hancock has popped out and hit into a fielder's choice. He's 0 for 2 so far. Another pitch down the dirt. It's 2-0 on JJ now. Esparza fires over to first. Quick pickoff move there, but he's not able to get Bertotti. Ryan Williams on deck. Big hole on the right side here for the left-handed hitting Hancock. Ball is very high and an easy take. 3-0 now. Right-hander warming up in the bullpen down there for the visitors. And another throw over to first. This one not nearly as close. 45 is just 2 hits. Through 5 innings, got the leadoff man on first with nobody out here, and a 3-0 count on Hancock. And that one is outside. He walked him, a 4-pitch walk. And the 45s are in business here with a hit-by-pitch and a walk. That'll bring up cleanup hitter Ryan Williams. He's grounded out and walked 0-for-1. We're going to have a meeting at the mound here. So a good scoring chance here for the hometown 45s here in the bottom of the sixth. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. And the heart of the lineup. Looking to do some damage here. And now we're going to have a manager meeting at the mound as well. So it looks like we are going to have a pitching change. We'll take a short 60-second break here. We'll be right back with more Colt 45s baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're here in the bottom of the sixth. Colt 45s have two men on base with nobody out for cleanup hitter Ryan Williams. We've got a new pitcher here. We'll get you that information as it becomes available. It's going to be a right-hander facing the right-hander Williams. So that'll almost close the book on as far as he's responsible for both men on base. He went five-plus here, gave up two hits, hit two batters. Pardon me, gave up three hits. A few walks and a couple hit batsmen, so. We're just about ready to go here, so Williams digs into the box here. Good speed out at second with Bertotti, as well as at first with Hancock. 45's leading home run and RBI man at the plate. Trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the sixth. Gunnar David, number 28, is the new right-handed pitcher in relief of Esparza. First pitch is a swing and a miss. Fastball at the letters, challenge fastball, and he swung right through it. Gunner David out of Holy Names University. Just finished his junior year out there. And we're going to have a meeting at the mound here between the catcher and the pitcher, and I can't get on the same page. Logistical conversation completed. We're ready for more baseball. Count is 0-1 here. On the Cal Baptist center fielder, had a nice night in the field. Looking to turn around an 0-1 here. He has drawn a walk. Swinging and a miss. Fastball on the outside corner. 0-2. On deck is Anderson. David gets the sign, and now he comes set. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Williams. Just a bit outside, very close pitch. Tried to freeze him with a fastball in the outside corner. It's 1-2. Ready now with a 1-2 pitch. Here's the that's a foul ball off his foot into fair territory, but it's going to be a foul ball. Count reigns 1-2 here. That one is inside for a ball as he jumps out of the way. Two balls, two strikes now. Oh, Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and he got him. That's the first out of the inning. So David comes in and gets a strikeout to the first man he faces. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson. Singled his last time. A single and a flyout, one for two for the Park City, Utah native. Wednesday's player of the game, two for three. A double, a triple, a sac fly, four RBI in the 7-5 victory, including the clutch hit, three-run triple in the eighth inning. 45s went on to beat the Crabs 7-5. He watches as a fastball there at the belt, 0-1. Probably taking a pitch all the way there. That would have been a good one to take a hack at. David checks the runner at second. One more time, and now he's ready. 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike. 0-2 with the fastball. Anderson, the toughest strikeout on the team. Probably the guy you want up there the most with two strikes. Swing and a miss, and I jinxed him. Just the fifth strikeout of the year for Chandler Anderson. That'll teach me to speculate. That'll bring up Hunter Heath. He's going to try and pick up his teammates here. With runners on first and second now and two down. Consecutive strikeouts have him one out away from having the Seals dance out of this one. Left-handed hitting Heath looks to the first pitch from David outside corner for a strike, 0-1. One pitch. Heath hits a deep fly ball to right center field. That ball is back. It's going to be caught in center field. A nice play over in the power alley. Long way to go was Jenkerson, but he covered a lot of ground. And that'll end the inning. 45s leave two men on. We head to the top of the seventh. Still 1-0 Seals. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Reading, California.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Andrew Arnold is going to come out for his second inning of work, and why not? He went 1-2-3 in the sixth inning. Two groundouts and a strikeout. As he continues to average better than a strikeout an inning. It's going to be the top of the lineup for San Francisco here. And it'll be Hernandez who came in. He's the third baseman now. Came in for the second baseman, Felder. So in the leadoff spot now. First pitch down in the dirt there from Arnold. 1-0. strikes, a sign from Diaz. Second pitch is fouled out of play. One ball, one strike. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundations, proud sponsors of your Colt 45s here, among many other worthy causes in the Northern California area. McConnell Foundation's mission is helping better communities through philanthropy, and they encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's the McConnell Foundation, bringing you Colt 45's baseball on the radio here. That's a fastball up around his shoulders, and he holds up. Two balls, one strike now. That ball is out of play as well, so. Two and two now. Two-two pitch from Arnold. That ball is popped up on the infield. Should be playable at shortstop for Meinhofer. Barely has to move. That's the first sad inning score to pop out to number six. Hernandez is retired. He's now 0-1. So here's Jankerson. He doubled and scored the lone run of the ball game in the fifth. He led off the fifth with a double. Came around on an RBI double by Drew Mount. Also played some pretty nice center field out there. Made a nice running catch to Rob Hunter Heath of extra bases and an RBI in the bottom of the sixth. His first pitch of the at-bat from Arnold, and he lines it out into right center field. That's going to get down as he inside outs that one. A nice piece of hitting there on a tough inside pitch. He took a pitcher's pitch and just served it out into right center for a single. Second hit of the ballgame for him. He's now 2-for-4. And with one out, there's a runner on first for Kunst. So Kuhn started the game at third. Now he's at second after the substitution of Hernandez for Felder. Hernandez now at third and hitting in the leadoff spot. So right-handed hitting Paul Kuntz now against the lefty Andrew Arnold. First pitch is a strike. 0-1. Oh, and two, that one's fouled out of play by Kunst. Runner on first, one out. Middle infielder shading toward the bag at second for the double play. Bertotti holding the runner on at first. Arnold snap throw over to first. Runner is back. Another 0-2 pitch here from Arnold. That's a foul ball out of play. Breaking ball there. Had him out in front. Count remains 0-2. LeBoux playing in at third. Ever so slightly. Outfield playing Kunst, especially center fielder Williams, playing him almost to the right center field gap. That's a broken bat, short to the shortstop, 6-4, and they got him. 6-4-3, double play, beautifully turned. Meinhofer to Ferguson, to Bertotti, and that'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning stretch time. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Attention, parents. Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org, that's rsarts.org, or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of...
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back here at the bottom of the seventh. Colt 45's down 1-0. Ignacio Diaz is going to lead off here. It's going to be Diaz, then Labou, then Ferguson, the bottom of the lineup. It's Gunnar David here. Ball is fouled out of play. 1-1 now. Diaz 0 for 2. He's grounded out and flat out. That ball is driven deep to left field. Might be playable. He's going to make the play right in front of the track. Diaz falls just short of tying this game up. Scored a fly out to number 7. And there's one down. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR, among many other worthy causes. That's the McConnell Foundation in Reading. One out now, nobody on, and here's Labou. He's flat out twice to center. Called strike with a fastball there at the knees, 0-1. And that one misses. One ball, one strike. Pardon me, two of balls, no strikes. I was right the first time. It was 1-1, and now it's 1-2 with a slider that drops in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes on Austin Labou. Swing and a miss, he got him, and that'll be the second out of the inning. The two outs, nobody on here, and it's going to be Noah Ferguson. 0-2 so far. Well, the former Shasta Wolf, 45 second baseman tonight. Right-hander David brings the first pitch of the at-bat. It's outside, 1-0. Should Ferguson reach top of the lineup, and Meinhopper would bat next. 1-0 from David. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut there by Ferguson. 1-1 now. Swing and a miss on a fastball low and away. 1-2. David now comes set. He's ready with a 1-2 pitch, and he's swinging a miss, and he got him. And the 45s go down 1-2-3. We head to the top of the eighth. Still 1-0 Seals. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Square times are waiting. Get some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the eighth here, 1-0 Seals. It's been a pitcher's duel throughout. Andrew Arnold getting ready to start his third inning of relief here through a scoreless sixth and seventh, facing only six hitters. So he's faced the minimum. He rolled a double play ball to get out of the seventh. He throws a beautiful changeup there. J.P. Soriano, the DH, leading off. Soriano singled, walk, and struck out. He's one for two. He's also stolen a base. That'll be the 4-5-6 hitters here against Arnold. That one's down in the dirt. 1-1 now. Soriano, Mount, and then Marcus Williams. That one's down in the dirt. Two balls, one strike now. Swing and a miss, and 2-2. Good pitch there from Arnold. Arnold is 6'4", lefty out of Santa Clara. Generates good velocity, but also great movement on his secondary pitches as well. He's got swing-through stuff for the fastball and the breaking ball. That one is a fastball down below the knees, and the count goes full now. Gets the sign from Diaz. Now he's ready. The payoff pitch and foul ball on a challenge fastball there from Arnold. He fouls it out of play. And he strikes him out on a 3-2 pitch. Nice pitch there from Arnold. Soriano strikes out for the second time tonight. One out, nobody on for Drew Mount. Mount has walked and singled, as well as struck out, one for two. He does have the lone RBI of the game. RBI double in the fifth. That's been the extent of the scoring thus far, as it's 1-0 here in the top of the eighth. Lefty on lefty matchup here as Arnold fires the first pitch of the at bat. Just a bit low. 1-0. 2-0 count here on Mount. And a slider there, and he's way out in front of it. Foul tips it. 2-1. So Arnold pitching backwards here, taking a fastball count as an opportunity to throw that breaking ball. Here's the 2-1, and that's a ground ball hard hit up the middle. Ferguson dives to his left and makes the play. Phenomenal defensive play there by Noah Ferguson, getting full extension, going to his right, back towards the middle of the diamond. Comes up with a strong throw to first. And a 4-3 put out and a beauty by Noah Ferguson, former Shasta Wolf, now playing his college ball down at Butte College. And the crowd lets him hear it here. Two outs, nobody on now. And here's Marcus Williams, 0-3. He's popped out twice, grounded out once. Last at bat was a ground out to first in the fifth. So Arnold has come in, and he has been sharp. Eight men up, eight men down. And a beautiful curveball there drops in to steal a strike on 0-1. One pitch. That falls down in the dirt with a fastball. 1-1 now. Gets a sign from Diaz. Now he's ready. Comes set. 1-1 pitch. Fouled back out of play. Fastball. Had him late. All he could do is send it back to the screen on the right side. One ball is two strikes now. .45s have number 18 closer Seth Kinnean warming in the bullpen for a possible ninth inning appearance. Nobody down in the bullpen for the visiting Seals here, so presumably we'll get Connor David in the bottom of the eighth. Called strike three. They're on a slider on the outside corner. And second strikeout of the inning, 3-2 innings for Arnold as he's thrown three scoreless here in relief. We head to the bottom of the eighth. Seals still leading 1-0. 45 is coming up. You're listening to the Redding Colt 45s baseball on KCNR 1460.
Marvel is an owl flies inches from your head. See a porcupine up close and try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Reading Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Reading with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 16 14s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, ReddingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the eighth here, 45s have the top of the lineup in Meinhofer, Bertotti, and Hancock trying to get something started here. Still 1-0. San Francisco Seals, Connor David. Who has already thrown three scoreless innings here. Comes out to start his fourth inning out of the bullpen. Pardon me, he's thrown two scoreless innings. Meinhofer flies this one out to right. Should be playable. And that's their first out of the inning. So fly out to number 9 for Mickey. And there's one out. That'll bring up Jared Bertotti. He's walked, been hit by a pitch, and struck out 0 for 1. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Helping better communities through philanthropy is the mission of the McConnell Foundation. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. That's the McConnell Foundation here in Redding, California on KCNR 1460. First pitch down in the dirt to Bertotti. 1-0. Bertotti, then Hancock, then Ryan Williams. That's a hard hit ground ball to second, but it's going to be playable. 4-3 on the putout. Bertotti is retired. And there's two down now. So here's DH J.J. Hancock. He's 0 for 2 with a walk tonight. Swing and a foul tip there by Hancock on the first pitch from David. 0-1. 45s have had men in scoring position in a few different innings. Just unable to break through with that big hit. Still 1-0 here in the bottom of the eighth of a very well-pitched ball game on both sides. Another foul tip. He's just a little bit out in front of that one. And JJ's mad at himself, you can see. Felt like he had a good pitch to hit there and wasn't able to do anything with it. Count is 0-2 now. Swing and a miss as he chases one down in the dirt, and that'll be the third out of the inning. 45s go down 1-2-3. We head to the top of the ninth. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's the Ron Largent Show talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members. Every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the ninth here of a pitcher's duel, 1-0 San Francisco. The Seals with one run in the fifth. That's been the extent of the scoring. In relief now for your hometown 45s is going to be Corona, California, fireballing lefty Seth Canine. 45's closer has seven saves on the year, but he's going to try and keep this lead at 1-0 and hopefully snake a win here out of the bullpen if the 45s can come back in the bottom of the ninth. Canine making his 14th appearance on the season in 19 1/3 innings. He has 32 strikeouts against just 13 walks, 3 earned runs for a 1.39 ERA. Those 32 strikeouts in 19 1/3, better than 1.5 per inning. For Seth Canine, here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Swing and a miss. He blew a fastball right by leadoff hitter Ryan Myers. 7, 8, 9 hitters due up here for the visiting San Francisco Seals. It's going to be Myers, Henderson, and Johnson. This one's down in the dirt. 1-1 strike. You mentioned Kinnean. He's also second on the team in appearances, 14th game on the season behind only Andrew Arnold's 15. Arnold had a spectacular night. Faced nine hitters, recorded nine outs. He threw a scoreless 6th, 7th, and 8th. And right after recording three strikeouts, including two in that final 8th inning. Two balls, one strike. So this one's down low. Kinnean fires another fastball. That's going to be down the right field line foul off the top of the dugout for the visitors there. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. McConnell Foundation's mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. Our thanks to all of our good friends out there at the McConnell Foundation for their support of the Redding Colt 45s, among many other worthy causes here in Northern California. Two balls, two strikes now. Kinnean winds and fires, and he gets him to pop that one up. Will this one stay in play down the first baseline? No, it's also going to be off the top of the visitor's dugout. So two new dents in the top of the visitor's dugout, and count remains 2-2. The statistics just really jump out at you. 19 and a third innings coming into tonight. Just 13 hits and 13 walks. Against 32 strikeouts. That's a foul ball down the right field line off the end of the bat. After the foul ball, we'll have another 2-2 pitch forthcoming here. Swing and a miss. He got him. Swinging strikeout by Myers. There's one down here. Kinnean out of Cal Baptist, along with fellow 45s, DJ Porter and Ryan Williams. One out now, and here is Henderson. He's reached on an error walk and struck out. He's 0 for 2. First pitch is hit up the middle. Ferguson going to his right. Long way to go. Long throw, and he's not going to get him. That's going to be an infield hit. Ball not hit hard enough to get through, but placed right up the middle, and a long, long throw for Ferguson, and catcher Henderson beats it out. So he's got an infield single. He's now 1-for-3 on the evening. Here's A.J. Johnson, the left fielder. 0-for-3 tonight. Two lineouts and a ground out. Kinnean in the stretch. First pitch is fouled back to the screen, 0-1. Due up for your hometown 45s in the bottom of the ninth. It's going to be the 4-5-6 hitters, Ryan Williams, Chandler Anderson, and Hunter Heath. So they'll have the power part of the lineup up. Trailing by just one, hopefully, in the bottom of the ninth, as Kinnean's trying to keep the lead right where it is for San Francisco. A well-pitched, well-defended ball game. 45s have just two hits. Though they have had a number of walks and a couple hit batsmen, just unable to get that big hit or get that break. This ball's fouled out of play, so it's a quick 0-2 now on Johnson. Kinnean smelling the strike guy out here. It's the sign from Diaz. Now he's ready. The 0-2 pitch forthcoming. And a high fastball does not offer at that one. Good pitcher's pitch there. But he held up 1-2. Here's the 1-2 now from Kinnean. Another high fastball does not offer at that one. That one up around the shoulders. Two-two pitch. Slider doesn't quite make it back to the plate. It's going to be a full count now. We'll see if they want to put anything on over there at first base. Big hole on the right side. Full count pitch, but just one out here. Johnson is 0 for 3. Runner is not going. Swinging a foul back to the screen. Count remains 3 and 2 here. So challenge fastball there by Kanin. And we'll line up and do it again here. Another payoff pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove. Second strikeout of the inning. So Johnson goes down. And that'll bring up the number one spot in the lineup, Hernandez. He came in for defensive purposes in the fourth. Has since gone 0 for 1 with a pop out. So Aaron Hernandez, the third baseman. That's with two outs and a runner on first down, the top of the ninth. And a called strike there. About thigh high, 0-1. Good old number one. Kanin with the fastball, and it's a good one. Comes set, now he fires. Another one, that one's high and outside. 1-1 now. Checks the runner. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one's a fastball down in the dirt. 2-1 now. Kanin gets the sign from Diaz. Checks the runner. 2-1 pitch now. Swinging a foul tip. That one ricochets off the catcher and possibly the umpire as well. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the ninth. Seals leading 1-0 with a runner on first and two down. 45 is trying to keep the deficit at one. And they'll try to hit the comeback trail in the bottom of the ninth. Another 2-2, and we're going to have time. Called by the hitter here. Okay, he got some dust in his eye or something. Kanin back on the rubber. Now we're ready to go. Two-two pitch. Swing and a miss, and he got him. Three strikeouts on the inning for Seth Kanin, the strikeout machine. We head to the bottom of the ninth. It's 1-0 San Francisco. 45's looking to pull out a walk-off win here when we get back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, August 4th, in Wind River Resort and Casino's Elements Lounge. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as I sing my favorite jazz standards, along with Bobby Veramont, who's on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, and my special guest, Joe Larson on trombone, plus other surprise guests. That's Romance on the River from 7 to 9 p.m. with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. Call 243-3377 for your reservations today.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the ninth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball. 45's down 1-0 here. It's going to be the cleanup hitter, Ryan Williams, leading it off. 4, 5, 6 hitters due up against Gunnar David. David has thrown 3 scoreless innings. First pitch is high, 1-0. That ball is hit very high down the left field line, foul, as Williams hits one off the light fixture up there. In foul territory, it's 1-1. That ball is hit out into center field, but should be playable out there. And that'll be the first out of the inning. Williams flies out to center. One down, that'll bring up Chandler Anderson. He was the hero Wednesday night with a bases clearing triple. Part of a 4-RBI effort in a 7-5 Reading Colt 45 victory over the Humboldt Crabs as they split a 2-game series over there in Arcata on Tuesday and Wednesday night. 45's trying to send their winning streak to 2, but they're going to have to score a run before they make 2 outs here. First pitch of the at-bat is a changeup down low, and Anderson swings through it, 0-1. Chandler's 1-for-3, singled in the 4th inning. And he gets one at the belt there and can't pull the trigger, 0-2. So a pitcher's pitch on the first one, and a called strike on the second one. It's 0-2. That's a ground ball to short. Up with it. Over to first, and they did not get him. As trying to sweep tag, the ball was to the home plate side of first base, and Anderson flying out of the batter's box there. Made that play a lot closer than it even should have been or had any right to be. Made the shortstop hurry the throw just that much. Goes to the first base side, pulls the first baseman off. He tries to sweep tag. It goes past him in right field, and Anderson is at second base now. And the tying run is at second. The winning run steps to the plate in the person of Hunter Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Baptist outfielder ended his college season with a walk-off grand slam. A single here would tie the ball game. Great speed out at second base with Chandler Anderson swinging a foul ball down the first baseline. 0-1 here. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Proud sponsors of your Colt 45s. The mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. They encourage you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's our friends at the McConnell Foundation, making Colt 45s baseball possible for you here tonight on KCNR. Hoping we can bring you a comeback victory here. It's 0-1 on Heath. Anderson out at second. That's a ground ball to the shortstop. Anderson running on contact is over to third. Heath is retired. So 6-3 on the putout. Anderson all the way over to third. So with 2 outs now, the tying run at third base, it's up to Ignacio Diaz. Diaz is 0-3 tonight. He's grounded out once and flown out twice. And it all comes down to this. David comes set. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Swinging and a miss on a fastball. 0-1. Diaz hitting .378. Second on the team, behind only Jake Taylor. Needs a hit here. Here's the 0-1. That's a very high pop-up into shallow center, left center, coming on, and this should do it. And that's going to end the ball game. 45s dropped the opener of this three-game series 1-0 in a absolute pitcher's duel. 4 innings of relief for Gunnar David. Your winning pitcher tonight for the San Francisco Seals is starter Matt Esparza. He threw 5 innings of shutout ball.
and he gets the win. The loss goes to Jake Angelo for the 45s. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45s postgame show. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45s baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45s baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Tough loss for the 45s here tonight in Game 1 of this series against the San Francisco Seals. 1-0 your final score. 45s had two hits, four walks, and one hit batsman, so seven base runners all night. Their best chance to score came in the fourth, where they had the bases loaded with two down. Also had a runner on third in the ninth inning. Chandler Anderson reached on an error and eventually made it to third base before the final out was recorded. But a tough night for the 45s. Winning pitcher for the San Francisco Seals is Matt Esparza. Five innings of shutout ball. Gunnar David came in, and it won't be a save, technically. Or perhaps it is. I'm not sure. Is four innings a save? I thought three was the maximum. I'm going to have to check baseball reference on that. But nonetheless, Gunnar David comes in and throws four innings of shutout relief. So five innings from the starter, four innings from the reliever. It's like it's 1970s all over again with Raleigh Fingers coming in for three inning saves for the Oakland A's and Milwaukee Brewers. But anyway, the 45s with just two hits. Mickey Meinhofer led off the game with a single. Who would have thought at that point that they would just have one more hit throughout the rest of the game? Chandler Anderson went one for four with a single. Again, four walks and one hit batsman. Just seven base runners for the 45s tonight in a well-pitched, well-played ball game. For the 45s, starting pitcher Deion Herron went three scoreless. He left after throwing 62 pitches due to pitch count. Jake Angelo takes the loss tonight, two innings of one-run ball. Andrew Arnold was absolutely spectacular, three innings of shutout ball, as was Seth Canine, who had three strikeouts in a scoreless ninth. But the 45s just unable to break through with that big hit when they needed it, and they dropped the opener 1-0 here. Tomorrow night, we'll do it again here at 7:15. Tune in for the pregame festivities hosted by Turtle Bay Exploration Park. No Kia drive of the game tonight as we had offense at a premium, so I'll go ahead and let you know that this week's drive of the week is the 2016 Kia Soul. Go test drive one today at Reading Kia. All of our good friends down there at Reading Kia, proud sponsors of the Reading Colt 45s. Not too far here from Tiger Field, and go down and test drive a Soul or a Sportage or a Sophia. All kinds of good stuff down there. But on our friends at Reading Kia, thanks to them for their sponsorship of the Reading Colt 45s here on the radio as well. Also want to thank tonight's sponsor, the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation proud sponsors your Colt 45s here among many other worthy causes in Northern California. Once again, your final score tonight 1-0, 3 hours, the longest 1-0 game you'll ever see, for the most part, as there was a lot of intrigue and a lot of well-played defense and a lot of great pitching, but not a lot of hits on either side. So 45s take a tough 1-0 loss here tonight. They'll try to bounce back tomorrow night in game two of this series against San Francisco, and then we'll finish out hopefully what will be the rubber match after the 45s win tomorrow night. On Sunday night, we'll have a 6 o'clock game, and again, Reading Tigers next Tuesday night, and then a 3-game series against the Long Beach Legends to end the season. Hard to believe, just 6 games left on the season. Again, we'll see you here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here on KCNR. For my engineer, Jared King, in the studio, and everybody here at the ballpark making Cool 45's baseball possible, I want to thank our sponsors once again, Reading Kia, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, and the McConnell Foundation. I've been your host, Kyle DeFore. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for more Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460. Good night, everybody.
Brought against three other public workers. Donald Trump says Bernie Sanders sold his soul to the devil in deciding to support Hillary Clinton for president. Trump campaigning at a rally in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Trump also charged that Sanders folded. Team Clinton launched a bus tour to Pennsylvania and Ohio. Tim Kaine has joined her on that two-state swing. A lawyer for former Congressman Gary Condit says his client is not a suspect in the death of Washington intern Chandra Levy in 2001, even though prosecutors have dropped all charges against the man who was convicted of the slaying. The conviction of Ingmar Gwandike was overturned Thursday amid questions about a jailhouse informant's testimony. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it. I actually got my degree from Liberty University. 2 degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
Flight display screens at Vietnam's two largest airports were hacked to show messages criticizing Vietnam's claims of territory in the South China Sea.
The most daring internet attack came at Ho Chi Minh City International Airport. The hackers gained access to the public address system and broadcast a message. It was recorded and uploaded onto the internet. A sinister laugh followed by a speech.
South China Sea is China's inherent territory.
The South China Sea, it said, is part of Chinese territory. It's not known who carried out the attack, but they have clear pro-China sympathies.
That is BBC correspondent Michael Bristow reporting. Russia's defense ministry says it is willing to work with the United Nations on setting up humanitarian corridors that would allow people to leave the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Salem radio talk show host Larry Elder has some thoughts about Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech last night at the Democratic National Convention. He compliments Mrs. Clinton's presentation despite its big government proposals.
I think it was well delivered. Clearly, she has rehearsed this. She played the hits. These are basically the campaign points that she's made all along the campaign. Obviously, a lot of it has been influenced by Bernie Sanders. She gave him a lot of love when he was sitting there. I think it's pretty much what we expected.
But Elder has serious doubts about Mrs. Clinton's commitment to addressing terrorism.
She talked about how tough she's going to be on the war on terror. but didn't offer anything any different that's been done already. And most people believe that we're not effectively fighting the war on terror.
Mrs. Clinton offered a long list of policy differences with rival Donald Trump. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members. Every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Only one more day of racing, Johnny. One more day. Can't you hear your horses racing? One more day. Only one more day, me Johnny. One more day. Rock and roll me over. One more day. One more day.
Radio station has consciously decided not to spend money on a delay switch, not to conduct a careful background check of the people it places on the air, and to allow individuals to say almost anything they want in foreign languages without having staff on duty who can even understand what they're saying.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
The one, the only, Roseanne is back. I think Roseanne and Trump is quite a bill right there.
I know. I tweeted to him, if you're the nominee, I definitely will run against you because I'm smarter than you are.
Roseanne! please welcome the President of the United States, Roseanne Barr.
It's time for a woman. I don't know if it's Hillary. I think I'm better. You know why? Because anything a man can do, a woman can get another man to do even better.
Talk unhinged.
Yeah, Roseanne for press. Oh, yeah, it ain't a convention unless Dan Rather's covering it. That's what I always say. Oh, yeah. Dan Rather on the floor in the Wells Fargo Center 2016 Democratic National Convention. The day.
There's something happening
here. Oh, yeah. What it is ain't exactly. Sing with me, Dan. This is an awesome song. On your Facebook post today, Dan Rather, you say that you went to your first convention in 1956. When you got your start, newspapers were king. Then came the rise of TV. Both still retain their role. But here in Philly and back in Cleveland, you cannot escape the ascendance of social media.
That's right. Good to be with you again, Jonathan.
Good to be with you. What did you ever think? I mean, I know when we talked a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how crazy this has all become. But I always believed that the Democratic National Convention would be a much more calmer event. Not so much.
Not so much. As was the case with the Republicans, the Democrats got off to a rocky start because of the revelation through WikiLeaks and possibly involving the Russians. They exposed these emails to the Democratic National Convention, and that got to be the story for 2.5 days because they made the same mistake the Republicans made with the controversy over Mrs. Trump's plagiarization of some words in her speech. But I will say with the Democrats that while they got off to a shaky start, and the thought occurred to me with both the Republicans and the Democrats, these conventions that the early going, the very early hours of the convention and the weekend preceding, owed much to the early work of the Marx Brothers. But,
yes, it does, right?
But they came back strong last night. That this was a very strong night for them last night by any objective analysis. By the time you got to Cory Booker, who gave one of the best speeches given by anybody recently at a convention, followed by Michelle Obama, who just hit an upper deck home run, and then Elizabeth Warren, and then Bernie Sanders came full, that is, in full support of Hillary. So they had a strong night last night. We'll see what happens this night. Bill Clinton is the feature speaker tonight. And the question, look, whether you like him or not, that Bill Clinton is one of the best orators of his generation. However, he's getting older. He recently, fairly recently, had a heart event. So whether Bill Clinton can deliver in classic Bill Clinton style tonight, we'll see. But I learned a long time ago, when it comes to speeches, don't bet against Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that's right. Now, what does he have to deliver tonight? So you're basically, are we putting all the eggs in the Bill Clinton basket, or are we waiting for Hillary herself? Bill has to do something tonight to get people going. Yesterday, you saw Sarah Silverman telling the Bernie Sanders people, hey, you guys are ridiculous, the booing. So there was all of that. You got the Wasserman Schultz email fiasco, as you mentioned. Can I go back to that for 1 second? That Russian thing, how much validity is in that, or is that just crazy talk that the Russians are responsible for that email release?
Well, I try to be as a reporter dealing facts. And fact one is the Russians did have this information. That we know. As to whether they had anything to do with the information eventually being made public and hurtful to the start of the Democratic Convention, I'm skeptical. You know, as a reporter, you could pay to be skeptical, never cynical, but skeptical.
Right.
However, the facts are beginning to pile up in the direction of the Russians did have this information. The key thing is whether somebody else other than the Russians made it available to be damaging to the Democratic cause. This story is not over. I think it'll calm down for a while now. It needs some deep digging investigative reporting, because I think whether you're Republican, Democrat, or whatever, we'd all agree that we don't want foreign powers mucking around in our presidential elections.
Right.
We have a law against any kind of foreign money being involved in a presidential election. So it'll take a while to sort out the facts in this, but I will say the current indications are it's very suspicious that the Russians may have had something to do with this.
Isn't that just... It just adds a little bit more crazy to the fire that's already happening in both the Republican and the Democratic conventions. It just seems to be, I don't remember, now look, at once again, Dan Rather, you've been at conventions since 1956, and we talk about 68 all the time, but has there ever been anything like this that you have seen on both sides of the aisle in a convention, or is this just, am I just now waking up to this craziness?
No. This is, let's face it, this is a very wacky, crazy, unprecedented election year. The closest we've had was the 1968 both Democratic and Republican conventions. Now, the Democratic convention in 1968 became a classic of sorts because there was violence, so much violence outside the hall. The anti-war movement was peaking. Race relations were at a low point. The situation in the country as a whole was worse in 1968 than it is here in 2016. But people tend to forget that the Republican convention, which was held in Miami Beach in 1968, the companion convention to the Democrats in Chicago, this is the Republican convention that nominated Richard Nixon, there was also big trouble in and around Miami Beach, because Miami Beach is isolated by some waterway that, and other reasons, led to it not being as violent as the Democratic Convention. But the point is that to find a crazy year, you'd have to go back to 1968 for anything approaching this year.
Right, right. There's no doubt about that. And I think the one thing that has come out of this is that there was, you know, the violence in 68, but here they predicted a lot of more crazy riots, people protest. This is basically loud protesting. I haven't heard, unless you've seen it there, I haven't seen a lot of violence or real crazy protests. Just a lot of loud booing and chanting and protesting that way. There was a guy walking around, a group walking around with a 51-foot joint outside the Wells Fargo Center yesterday. Did you see that?
I did see that.
It's a 51-foot joint, and they're walking around, and I think they were Bernie people. But, I mean, other than that, am I wrong about that? I don't remember a lot of violence being predicted.
No. And here's an ironic thing that's happened, Jonathan. Just go back a very few months. The expectation was that there might be real violence in Cleveland.
Right.
And everybody thought, well, boy, Cleveland's the focal point because there's bound to be some violence there. Fact of the matter is Cleveland, partly because they had extraordinarily good police work and general security work in the city of Glenn so well, that there wasn't any real violence in Cleveland. And here in Philadelphia, again, while some of the most fervent of the Bernie Sanders people are unquestionably disgruntled and still unhappy about things, there's not been violence outside the hall and none inside the hall. As a matter of fact, I've been a little bit surprised that while there has been, you know, some booing and some protesting that Sanders got screwed in the process, it's mild by comparison to the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's right. There was a prediction of a lot of violence. As close as we got to crazy last night was Sarah Silverman walking up to the podium with Al Franken.
Can I just say, to the Bernie or bust people, you're being ridiculous.
And then they, listen how loud they were. Now, Dan, you were on the floor. Was that one of the moments that stuck out as wow? Or what was it that last night, from last night's day one, that stuck out in your mind as, wow, this is pretty exciting? I know you brought up Michelle Obama's speech. I believe you said she hit it out of the park. What other moment other than, like, to me, the Bernie Sanders thing was just, wow, what's going on here?
Well, it was wow for a few seconds. But as the evening wore on, there's no question Senator Cory Booker out of New Jersey gave a terrific speech, not just from a Democratic point of view, that even if you disagree with him, he had a great speech and he delivered it terrifically well. It's been overshadowed somewhat by Michelle Obama's speech, and rightly so. But the event that happened, the one you played the actuality of a minute ago, it kind of came and went pretty quickly and was vastly overshadowed by the lineup, a kind of sorry to say murderer's row, but I hate to use that word. But in baseball terms,
yeah.
they had a middle of the lineup about as strong as the Chicago Cubs. You know, you had Cory Booker, and you had Michelle Obama, and then you had ended the night with Bernie Sanders, who I do say, somewhat surprisingly, he came absolutely full for Hillary Clinton. And in between, you know, it was just a knockaway night.
And Dan, Bernie was booed by supporters as he gave his speech also. He was kind of booed. You could hear
it. We have got to defeat Donald Trump.
Yeah, this is going to be a continued problem for the Democrats because Bernie Sanders started a movement, what he calls a revolution.
Yep.
And at the extreme left edges of that movement, which is left, at the extreme left of that movement, there are people who are very disgruntled. They're disgruntled because they don't think they got a fair shake in the caucuses and primaries. They're disgruntled because they don't like the Democrats, Hillary Clinton's choice of Vice President Tim Kaine. They wanted somebody like Elizabeth Warren, who also gave a very good speech last night. So these people are disgruntled, and they will leave here disgruntled. And so the question for Hillary Clinton becomes, do Bernie Sanders supporters, do enough of them stay away from the polls in November or vote some third-party candidate in the polls enough to do what Ralph Nader did to Al Gore in 2000? You remember the 2000 was so close that a small number of votes for Ralph Nader really tipped the scales in the whole election.
Right.
So while there's a lot of joy with the Democrats feel last night that they really turned a corner. From the Democrats' point of view, it was one of those moments, through the night, our flag was still there, if you will.
Through the night, flag was still there. Hey, you know what? To take use of Dan Ratherism, Hillary's lead is as thin as November ice.
Well, she doesn't have a lead in the polls.
Right now, well, Trump got a bump, right?
I never put much stock in the polls at this point in the race. But the polls right now favor Donald Trump, and there's no question that the Democrats in general and the Hillary Clinton campaign in particular, I think, were slow to consider the possibility that Donald Trump could win. But here we are near the end of July. He's leading in a lot of the polls, not only the national polls, but in some key states. And believe you me, they were. Their fingernails are beginning to sweat.
There it is right there. A Dan Ratherism right there. It's hotter than a devil's anvil. It's hotter than a Times Square Rolex, Dan Ratherism. Oh, man, I love your lines, man. Is this a good, this is a good job for a reporter, right? Being in this, this is a great job, isn't it? I would think it'd be exciting.
It is exciting. You know, this is my 31st convention. I've been to every convention, Republican and Democrat, beginning in 1960. I was at the Democratic convention in 1956. I never lost my excitement for it. Look, this, the conventions are the Super Bowl of party politics.
There it is.
And, you know, the feel here, I don't know if you've ever been to one of these things.
No.
The feel is it's a little like being at a Michigan-Ohio State football game or Alabama Auburn or Texas Texas A&M football game or indeed a Super Bowl. You can't be here and have your blood running and not be excited about it. This is the dance of democracy. You can say, well, the system is flawed, but this is our system. And what happens here, well, it's easy to talk about 51-foot marijuana joints and all yeah. kinds of trivial things. What happens at these conventions is important. It counts. It matters because we're selecting a president.
Right. There's no doubt about that. Now, the website is newsandgutsmedia.com. That's Dan Rather on the floor in Wells Fargo. The 2016 Democratic National Convention. The party continues. And it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, a Republican, or a mugwump. Elected officials play it straight. What do you mean by that line? I don't remember you saying that line. Oh, my
tell you
God.
The truth, I don't remember it either. But, you know, I'm at an age and stage where I sometimes suffer Newstimer's disease, so I probably did say it somewhere.
Newstimer's. He's got his back to the wall, his shirt tail's on fire, and the bill collectors are at the door. Dan Rather, always a pleasure. I know you got to go. You have fun in Philadelphia. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Jonathan, thank you very much. Good luck. Godspeed, my friend.
It ain't news without Dan Rather, baby.
There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
Yeah.
I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down.
Like to work with Dan Rather side by side on the floor, but if a frog had side pockets, he'd probably wear a handgun. What?
That makes sense.
It's Johnny B.
Today's forecast for the inside of your vehicle, sponsored by WeatherTech. A 90% chance of nacho cheese storms this afternoon, moving in from a drive-through worker answering a phone while serving you, leading to a real messy day. For the weekend, conditions are perfect for a sandstorm developing, caused by a day at the beach, with flip-flops and towels contributing there. For folks living with an SUV, watch out for a big mess in the back developing later from a bag of mulch and compost. Conditions are ripe.
Spills, mud, dirt, and sand can ruin the floor of your car, truck, or SUV. The best way to protect your vehicle's floor is with WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. Protect yourself from the elements inside your vehicle. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, yeah. The TV went out last night. Daddy's going to get a new one today.
We often replace TVs and other electronics as soon as something goes wrong. Your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms are no different. When's the last time you replaced the alarms in your home? Kidde's worry-free smoke and CO alarms have a sealed-in lithium battery, offering 10 years of protection and eliminating late-night low-battery chirp for the life of the alarm. Don't wait. Buy Kidde's worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book?
At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Dan Rather was CBS until they beat him like a rented mule. I would hang on his words like a coat rack.
Danger, war, killer, fraud, CIA, mayhem, crisis, horrible, inflation, military, threat, flaming debris, fatal heart attack, stress injuries, prison disaster, economic collapse, dangerous radiation, a tide of violence and human misery, a liar and an unremorseful killer, communist international smuggling pipeline, starving victims, and how they die, chemical weapons, carpet bomb deaths, top FBI killed and injured children, police conspiracy, negative attacks, discipline, sex and drinking binges, dying of a heart attack, dying of breast cancer, dying of a Japanese nuclear bomb, mountains of credit card debt, the mountain of cocaine, tons of cocaine, atomic bomb radiation experiment, unwitting test subjects, dangerous radiation, marijuana abuse, hooked on drugs, time for us to bug out.
It's Johnny B.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Save the date, August 3rd. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Health Fair event is on August 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat and analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Mae Staley at 530-339-7470. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 3rd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Well, Pokemon Go. Are you familiar?
Yeah, it is. Okay. I'm not clear on how to play it, how to use it, but I know everyone's playing it.
And I have played it.
Okay, would you go ahead? Please describe it to me. Describe it to me. Well, because why is it such a big deal?
Well, first of all, it's led to unbelievable numbers of muggings,
right?
Car crashes,
yep.
Cliff rescues,
yep.
And at least one shooting with several people dying when they fell off a cliff.
Right.
So it's costing, there's a price in human lives to be paid for the Pokemon Go game.
Is there any way you could, like my brother-in-law was trying to get at me, he goes, hey, look what I'm doing here. I said, what do you keep staring at your phone for? He goes, I'm playing Pokemon Go.
Right.
Pokemon Go.
And it's a free app that got invented, like put on the market like 10 days ago, and it's taken over the world.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody.
I cannot believe how much material I've seen. And I thought to myself, well, my brother-in-law, like, he's so into his apps. Like, he just loves his apps. He's always staring into the phone. So I'm thinking, oh, it's just one of those stupid games he's playing or looking at or something. You know, one of those guys that's checking the weather 24 hours
right,
a day or whatever
right.
It is. So, and I'm thinking, okay. But then I just saw, again, CNN just showed Justin Bieber playing Pokemon Go in London or something.
Well,
can you try to sum it up for me in layman's terms?
I wish I could. I'm not that familiar with it. I mean, my 15-year-old daughter, you know, I mean, she's on the cutting edge of everything. And she was down and visiting grandma over the weekend and called up. And she was so excited because she caught a rare Pokemon down in Oregon, Illinois.
Okay, wait, stop right there. So Pokemon Go, you catch real people.
Well, you catch creatures, Pokemons. You catch them. And they only exist digitally, so they're on your phone. You know, they're on the app. That's the only way you see
them. Well, how do people fall off cliffs then?
Well, because they're staring at their app going towards the Pokemon.
Oh, you know what?
And they walk into traffic or they walk off a cliff.
Okay. So walking home yesterday here in Chicago on the streets, I see six people, like a whole family, mom, dad, three kids, four kids, whatever it is, and they're all walking and they're all looking at the same thing.
Right.
No, go left, go right.
Right.
I'm thinking, why are they all looking at Google Maps? Just one person should be leading them, but they're playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah, and each one wants to capture the creature.
The digital creature. If you capture the creature. What happens then?
Well, then you put it away in some creature prison in your phone.
Oh, boy.
You're not the worst salesperson for Pokemon Go.
I maintain it.
What? Oh, wait, Hector, do you play Pokemon Go?
I don't play it, but I know what Pokemon is.
Okay, go ahead.
The basics of it is that you're looking at your phone, you see this creature,
yeah.
There's something that resembles a ball, which is called a Pokemon ball. You throw it with your finger, and you're supposed to catch this creature.
Right.
Once you catch this creature, you're supposed to maintain it. You feed it some sort of candy or something.
Right.
There's some sort of point system where you get some sort of food for the creature.
Wait,
it keeps evolving.
How do you maintain it? Does the creature have an opportunity to get away from the feeding?
It doesn't get away, but you can encounter other people with Pokemon and basically fight them with your creature against their creature or creatures, depending on how many you have.
It can escape when you initially catch it in the ball. There's a couple
of
seconds.
Catch it.
Yeah, a couple of seconds when it could break out, but then it's captured.
What the hell is that?
It's based on a cartoon called Pokemon.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I've heard that, but I never I'm reading about all these deaths and people, like you say, there's all these stories about it, and I go, how did this become? I just saw a story yesterday that said it is officially okay to now hate the Pokemon game. Because now it's peaked out. The story was basically, I think it was in Slate or something, they were saying it peaked out. It was like the fastest, you know, mass pop culture thing, and then it just went up, and it's already on the way down. So people are already dogging it, saying, oh, we're over that. Because if we're talking about it, then, like, the kids are already probably off it. But I don't think it's just kids. I think
I
it's everybody.
Know. Everybody. And you know, Piper's out, you know, every chance you got. I got to go for a walk in the park. There's some creatures over there.
Pokemon.
Okay, now wait a minute. She says I got to go for a walk in the park.
Right.
Because that's
where the Pokemon creatures are.
Everywhere.
For her.
Okay. So if I download the app, a Pokemon app, I start playing it. So right around me, I have to find these creatures.
Right.
And then what do I get for it?
I don't know. That's what I don't know.
I think you just get the pleasure of catching the creature.
And
there are certain creatures that are more valuable and rare than...
Are you playing the game with other people in the world?
No.
You're not. There's no matching up your score with someone else across the country in the world.
You can. You fight your Pokemon against another Pokemon.
But there's nothing to get.
This is the part that I don't understand quite right, but you're supposed to become... like there's supposed to be like Pokemon gyms, and you challenge the... master of the gym, and if you win, it's your gym.
Right.
Wow.
Wait a minute. That's crazy.
It's completely far out.
Wait, hold on. Let me see that video. Hold on a minute. Let me hear that.
I forgot about the gym
thing. Let's hear that. Pokemon Go, get up and go. Now's your chance to discover and capture the Pokemon all around you. Put your shoes on. Step outside. I'm reading this description. And explore the world of Pokemon Go. You'll join one of three teams and battle for the prestige and ownership of gyms. G-Y-M, gyms, like gym.
Right.
With your Pokemon at your side. Lift it up.
Wonder if there's any Pokemon in the building.
Wait. What do you mean by that? Couldn't there be Pokemon in the building?
I mean, they're supposed to be everywhere. I wonder if you're walking around the building, would you be able to find a Pokemon?
I wouldn't play this, whatever this is. I just have no time for it. I can't believe I'm even talking about it. But everyone was talking about it.
Everybody's doing it.
Okay, Buzz, when your daughter goes outside, okay, and she wants to... Okay, I got that. When she goes outside, hold on a second, and you're saying, she says, I'm going to go outside now with the Pokemon... and play Pokemon Go.
Right.
And I'm going to go walk around in the park. Do you say, keep your head up or watch out?
No, I don't say anything. When are you coming home?
Bye. Is this the theme song or is this just somebody doing a song about it?
I don't think there is a theme song.
Hector, what is this song, Pokemon song?
Someone doing a song about the Pokemon Ghosts.
Okay, well, there's a song about it. You think your daughter would like this song, Buzz?
Probably.
Yes.
There's a lot of people walking into traffic.
It's interesting. Yeah, that's why people are walking into traffic as done by the Stiffies, believe it or don't.
The Stiffies?
Yeah, the Stiffies, Billy.
Oh, man, I get that.
That's the name of the band. There's nothing else to it. Homer Simpson plays Pokemon. What?
Mankey. Diglett. Grimer.
Hey, Dad.
Dad, check this out.
Dad, over here.
Dad, a mother giraffe is giving birth.
Dad, look, I'm walking on the wall around the lion pit.
Dad, the baby giraffe is taking its first step.
Dad, I'm walking on my hands and the lions think they're going to eat me.
Hey, you kids, pipe down. Ratata. Sandshrew. Drowsy.
Dad, pay attention to your children.
Okay.
Pay attention to your children. So your daughter called you to tell you while you were in Jamaica that I just found a creature at Grandma's house.
Well, she found a couple of rare ones that she got. She was very, very happy about it.
All right, Pokemon Go. People are falling off cliffs, etc. Play it before it dies. Or you do.
She found me, then she threw me like I'm just a Pokeball.
It's Johnny B.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ted Nugent. Let me ask you a question, Ted. Have you been watching the Republican convention or anything like that? What do you think so far? What you've seen, if you've seen it?
Donald Trump at this time happens to be the right man. He's not perfect, but compared to Hillary, lying, felon, corrupt, scamming Clinton, he's almost Michael the Archangel. Hillary Clinton, are you kidding me? She should already be in the town square with a rope around her neck.
Let's bring her down here, boys. Bring her down. Cop the squat. We're talking pot. Captain Toke here. I'm frost-free looking for basket wax right now. I'm wearing a headcase hemp helmet sideways along the byways trying to find my way off the beaten path. And that, of course, is grab a dope.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here.
You're just sitting there. Say it loud. Say it loud.
Yeah.
Smoke till you croak. Have a nice J. Just say whoa. Let's talk to a couple of guys here that have given us some advice. I don't know if it's good advice or bad advice, but I do know that they are the most entertaining lawyers I've ever seen on a on a video. Welcome. Pot Talk, Will Hudson and Chris Harris.
Yeah.
They are called the Singing Lawyers. And the reason they are called the Singing Lawyers is because, of course, they sang a song about not eating your weed. I will give you a quick taste of that for a second here, and then I will find out what's that all about. Hold on a minute. Let me just give you a little taste of it. Not of the weed. Hold on. There it is. Clip. Here it goes now. Once again, this is Beck Wild Horse, a frisbee tossed into a drum circle. Might spill the bong water onto my patchwork poncho, but I'm here to play some music for you right now.
Tampering with evidence doesn't make any sense. Let the cops find who's your weed. There's a kind of probation called deferred adjudication, and there's lots of other ways to plead. It's just a misdemeanor. You can hire a cleaner.
Lawyers, the Singing Lawyers, there they are right there, Will and Chris on the line out of Waco, Texas, CentralTexasLegal.com. You guys are real lawyers, right?
Yes.
So far.
Okay.
Yeah. So what happens later today?
What is the reason you did the song Don't Eat Your Weed? Is that real sound advice? Because I want to give you just a take. This is 12 seconds of, are you familiar with a guy named Barry Cooper?
Sure, yes.
Okay, Barry Cooper, also Texas, he was a DEA guy, right?
Right.
Okay, and he went out and he stopped being a DEA and started producing videos to help potheads escape the law when they get picked up for pot. Here's what he said.
There's no way cops can counter my advice when I say never carry more marijuana than you can eat. If a cop pulls you over, swallow the two joints. It's impossible to overdose on marijuana.
And you're saying don't eat your weed.
Johnny, I think what we're really saying
mm-hmm.
is that if you're going to make that decision, you at least need to be informed that your penalty can go way up. Because when people get lit up, they're under surveillance immediately. If somebody happens to be driving down the road and they have a joint in their mouth and they want to go ahead and eat the weed and think that they can accomplish that before they get lit up, that's a decision that they can make. And we as lawyers are never going to advise anybody to break the law. But they at least need to know. It's kind of one of those secret gotchas that most people apparently didn't have any idea about. Some states consider it, like I think Arkansas considers, if you're destroying a misdemeanor amount of pot, then that's a misdemeanor to destroy it. It's an extra charge, but it's not a felony. And apparently a lot of people didn't know that in Texas, so that's why we did it.
Is that just Texas, by the way, guys, or is that?
Yeah, we're just talking about Texas law.
Okay, so if you could take a simple Class B misdemeanor possession of pot, into a third degree felony by eating that weed or what, throwing it out the window or throwing it height away, or is it eating only?
It's when you're standing next to a cop, obviously. The tampering statute has to do with being aware that an investigation is going on. And that's when it becomes a felony, if you destroy it, knowing that they're investigating.
Okay. And because of this, people are loving this video of you guys singing. Do you call yourselves the singing lawyers, or is that just a song?
No, we call us the singing lawyers.
No, so the people who, wait, now wait a minute. No, it says, don't eat your weed. Well, I guess it does. Well, I'm looking at the YouTube, it doesn't say singing lawyers.
No.
Well, wait a minute. Why don't you want to use that? That's a great title.
Well, it would be really helpful if people were going, you know, I want a lawyer that sings. Let me Google that.
Hey, I got a lawyer.
That would be a big demographic.
I got these two guys. They're great. Will Hutson and Chris Harris. You know, the singing lawyers. They're representing me in court. Your Honor, yeah. come to the stand, please, and plead your case. Okay, leave those guitars right there. Leave those guitars right there, mister. But, I mean, people really love your video, though. It just seems, there you are in a law office there with file cabinets behind you, and you're singing away. I'm going to try to find these lyrics. I want you to get into the mic, though, when you're singing the next song. Make the lyrics go up a little hotter so I can hear them.
Just so you know, the production value on that video was $0.00. I think it was recorded with an iPhone and the mic that's on there. But we will try.
Okay. But wait, what do you guys do when you're not, do you play in a band or something? Why would you even put this video out?
Well, I was dealing with my inner Scott Baio, honestly.
That's right. Oh, by the way, I want to let everybody know, the tie-in here is these guys are going to be, the singing lawyers are going to be the opening act for Scott Baio at the Republican Convention. That's going to be great. Hey, you guys, let me just play the song a little bit here, and I'm going to see what these lyrics are. Here we go.
You know, kids, if you're in possession of less than 2 ounces of marijuana in the state of Texas, that is a Class B misdemeanor.
Unless you make the really stupid decision to try to either alter, destroy, or conceal your weed while you're standing next to a police officer. Don't do that. Then it becomes the third-degree felony of tampering with evidence.
We wrote a song to help you remember this. Don't eat your weed.
Yeah. I know one thing. Potheads are like, yeah, you see those guys that sing about it? Oh, that's great. Hold on. Then they start singing.
Down the road, you're driving pretty slow. Because you got some marijuana on you.
You're the pot, and it's not a whole lot. Just an ounce or maybe two. Red and blues flashing in your rear view.
You pull
on to the shoulder. Yeah. Here we go now, the chorus, everybody. Come on. Eat your weed. Only a Class B misdemeanor. Wow, that's awesome.
You con me with your mind expansion, slob. I deal with kids every day. You may sell that jazz to another pothead, but not to somebody who spends most of their time holding some sick kid's head while he vomits and retches sitting on a curbstone at 4 o'clock in the morning.
You guys think it's
not funny.
It's not funny. You can sing all you want about it, but it's not funny. Oh, man. Let me check some emails here for these singing lawyers. Wango Tango, lawyers, tricks are for kids. I'm surfing for cyberbuds in the worldwide weed, and I find you guys. Let's smoke two. I'm pitching a one-hitter. Bases are loaded. I'm floating home, boys. Where can I get a hold of you? Wow. Let's see. THC set me free. I like these lawyers. Okay, listen. If you want to see these guys, just go to I got to tell you, you should change it to singing lawyers, but that's okay. Don't eat your weed. Hutson and Harris attorneys. And if you want them to represent you, whether they sing or not in court, you go to CentralTexasLegal.com. That's a good thing there, boys. It's very, very entertaining.
Thank you. We appreciate it, Johnny. Thank you
very much. Have fun. Continue to have fun.
We will.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
As the officer approaches, you try to eat your roaches and you throw your weed out the door. Oh no, the cops see you because that's what he's trained to do, and now you're in big trouble. Don't eat your weed. It's only a don't turn a Class B into a felony by tampering with the evidence. Don't be a dumbass. Don't destroy your stash. Don't eat your weed.
And there's lots of other ways to plead. It's just a misdemeanor. You
can hire a cleaner. If you're off your record.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. At a campaign event in Denver, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he had better TV ratings for his convention speech last week than Hillary Clinton got for her speech Thursday night.
I spoke last week, and Hillary, sometimes referred to as Crooked Hillary, spoke last night. She's crooked. And we had, I think it was 35 million, and they had less.
Trump says Bernie Sanders sold his soul to the devil and decided to support Clinton for president. Team Clinton, meanwhile, launched a bus tour to Pennsylvania and Ohio. A crowd in Harrisburg, PA, chanted Hillary's name.
Hillary!
Tim Kaine has joined her on the two-state swing. Florida Governor Rick Scott says four mysterious